The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Kuf Beit, and we are holding at Omer of Ashi, about one-third of the way down. And once again, we're in the midst of a somewhat complicated issue. We talked yesterday, we sort of got involved in this almost on a tangential discussion because we're going to bring a raya from the Sugya in our Mishnah about what the din is when something is close to the point at which it could be usable. Let's say it didn't have a pinyan yet, but it could be padui. And according to Rabbi Shimon, kolo omed liftot kipadui dami, and that led us to question the issue of a mincha that was nifka, was a pigle, that if for some reason, if according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as there was ever a time at which it could have been kosher, and according to Shmuel, who began with the whole sugya by saying you can be then it should have had a shas hakosher. Then, okay, we said that might be talking about a case where he was magdish the mincha at a time when it was mechubel karka, therefore was never considered to be a foodstuff. It involved all various issues of what defines a foodstuff, what is considered to be ultimately usable. But what's important for today's sugya is that there seems to be a contradiction between the idea of kala omed livdot kepadui dami, according to Rabbi Shimon, and he said this about the parah duma being makabel tuma, even though it's already shechted and now as a parah duma, so it never had a shata kosher, which according to Rabbi Shimon shouldn't make it impossible for it to be makabel tuma. Nonetheless, we said over there that since kala omed livdot is kepadui dami and it's a mitzvah to be paid it, as opposed to minachot, where it's not mitzvah to be paid it, so it's considered to be ki'ilu that it's padui completely. Then we got into the other question, and this is what we're going to continue to explore today, and that was, it would appear on the surface that kol omid liftot kepadui dami would also be machayev us to say that dam that's omed lizarek kezaruk dami. In other words, because it's the potentiality of the usability of a thing that gives it the din of being an ochel, because you could have made it an ochel at any time. But then the question is, why can't we go all the way where Rabbi Shimon himself said that when it comes to the pigle of a mincha, that certainly the pigle is going to put into a position where it never had a shas, there was royal achila in the case that we spoke about where it was hugdash b'mechuber. But why is that true? Suppose you were mefagel b'zrika, and certainly there's a mitzvah to do the zrika properly, and you could do the zrika properly, and therefore at that very moment it should be shata kosher to do theoretically. So it should have been an ochel at that point. Now yesterday we had to say that, well, you know, maybe it's talking about only that you were mefagel specifically b'shkita, but maybe pigel b'zrika not. Okay, now today Rav Ashi has a different approach. Omer Rav Ashi, look, I said over this whole business, I'm reading the Shemaita Kamedra of Nachman, getting back to the original question, we were talking about when it says lan, does it mean a lan? Is it a lan lifnei zrika, where I never could have been zerek? And that was the question, how could that be? Because then kolayim in the zrika zoruk domi. I said over to Rav Nachman, I said, look, I don't think it makes it a nafkamina at all, whether we're talking about zrika, that was a potential zrika, or it was talking about he was mefagel b'zrika. And I said the truth is that he could be talking about pigel b'zrika. And there's no problem that you're creating over here of kol ha'emed lifteis kepadu domi, should therefore be mechayev kol ha'emed lizrika zarek domi. It's not the same thing. Iboy parik amrina. It's easy to say that if a person would have wanted to be poder, that's not machayev any kind of new action, new chalot. All you have to do is say the kedusha on here should go onto these coins. To say that therefore it's amid lizrek, we have to go and do a maisa with the dam in the base of mikdash. I don't understand how that follows. I mean, it's making a completely new chalot in the korban. It has to be done with a maisa. I mean, why would I say that Rabbi Shimon holds the theory of achieving a physical change and a halachic change is sufficient to consider as if that change was already done? I don't see that that's true. Therefore, Iboy Porik Amrinan, but the Iboy Havizori, Lo Amrinan. I wouldn't go that far. That's exactly what the difference is. I told you two differences because I didn't want to get into it. But the truth is, if you're going to keep pushing, Rashi learns that the question is an action versus just Dibur Bialma, to say Harezim Bokpur. Others understand it to mean an action, a din of pidyon is not a change in the chalos of the status of a korum. It doesn't create a new kedusha. Simply transferring over here to do this rika means that I'm creating a din of a korban. That's a chalot. Rabbi Shimon would never have said that you can do something which creates a halachically definable chalot. It doesn't really have the status change. It doesn't have the clear-cut English equivalent. So the Achronim talk about it in terms of chalot. Rashi talks about it in terms of the difference between the act and the amira b'alma, the dibur b'alma. It's not so partial, basically. Tosfos also goes into how far we would take this difference, where we would apply it. Because there's many cases where Rabbi Shimon says, kola omed le'ex. And they seem to counteract this. But again, since this is sort of an aside, in our sugya, it's not good for us to spend a lot of time on it. Because what we're really interested in is our halacha specifically, and in terms of, is it shayach to be paid or not shayach to be paid? And these are a little bit tangential sugyas to us. Meitve. Kol Amar Rabbi Yoshua. I'd like to understand the language here of this piece of Gemara. Rabbi Yoshua says, Kosha Hayetalo Shatetel Kohani. This is a similar sugya, Benogea to Me'ila. So we've had the sugya now, Benogea le Kabbalat Tuma, and because of that, we had it, Benogea, the question of Pidyon in our sugya. Here, it's Nogea Me'ila. Once something is roi for Kohanim to eat, then it's no longer called Kodshei Hashem. And the din of Me'ila is a halacha in the Loshon HaPosek is Kodshei Hashem. You can't call it Miyuchad LaHashem if Kohanim are going to eat it. Now, here it says, if it had a shat heter l'Kohanim in Ma'alimba. And of course, once again, we have the same question. Does that mean heter l'Kohanim that it's really kosher now? Or does it mean there was a theoretical time in which it could have been kosher had I done what I needed to do? So, now, of course, it could mean there was a time that it was kosher, and it's no longer kosher because something else happened to it, you see. But then it really isn't hayetalo shateter, because that's not the point. The point would be that yeshla had to look on you. What do I care? I mean, something happened or got burned up. I mean, that's talking about Aitalo Shateto. That's not Aitalo. That's Yeshlo Shateto, the Kohanim. Nothing changed in terms of its Kedusha. Something else prevents a Kohen from eating it. I'm not going to use a change in the language for that. So here it says, Haitalo Shateto, the Kohanim. So, Lechora, I mean, the way we take that, Haitalo, means that there was an opportunity to take advantage of the Shateto, the Kohanim. But you didn't take advantage of it. So during that brief window of opportunity, let's say we're talking about lan. So as long as it's still daytime, there's a window of opportunity to do the zrika if I want to do the zrika. At that moment, it would have been heter l'kohanim. So then I would call it yesh heter l'kohanim. Afterwards, it was lan. I mean, obviously, it's not going to get back a din of me'ila because now it became more possible. That's crazy. Yes, that you see. All right. So then the simple way of understanding this is Haitalo Shatatr means there was a window of opportunity to make it Mutar L'Kohanim, and I didn't take advantage of that window, and therefore I have to talk about it in the past. I could have done the Zrika. Since that's what it seems to be saying to me. I mean, that's how we're going to relate it to our sugya. So if that's the case, Ein Ma'alim Ba, because it's no longer called Kodshei Hashem. V'choshelo Haitalo Shatatr L'Kohanim Ma'alim Ba. What do I mean by Shat HaTelekohanim? The Ezu, Shat HaTelekohanim, I mean, Shelona, Shenitma, Vishiyatza. Now, these are very strange words because, I mean, surely it doesn't mean that having been Mutar L'Kohanim, and then it became Nifsal, Belina, or Betumer, Beyotze, that's not the Chiddush, that just because it became more Pusel, that now it's going to be more Chayim Me'ilah. I mean, it can't mean that. We're going to have to figure out what it does mean. where it was nishkata chutzla, zmana chutzla, nakama, kiblu, psuli, zarkwas, dobit. So there never was a moment of window of opportunity. It was puzzled from the beginning. Mishat shchita, mishat kabbalah, mishat azrika, it's all over. Now, let's take a look at that ratio. Katani bina ratio. Shalana, shenitma, v'shiyotza. Now, I understand that to mean, in terms of the references we used earlier, that we mean lana mamash. In other words, there never was a time in which it was literally zrika. But since I could have done zrika, we're calling it a zman of shas heter l'kayani. And since over here, the iboy ocha iboy habizarik, if I had wanted to, I could have been zurik the dam. And we say that that's sufficient to say ein mo'alimba. So that seems to prove that we understand, not like Ravashi. Ravashi is saying we wouldn't say kolo imid lizrek kazorik dami. The most we would say is kolo imid livdot kipadui dami, like by the case of the paraduma. That's nifta al ma'arachta. Again, over here, I wouldn't have said that because I could be zurik the dam, therefore there should be no me'ila. Because, I mean, you said I wouldn't say such a bizarik the dam, it would be considered to be a shas heter for achila, for tumas eichlin. I would imagine it's the same thing tumas eichlin as it is for me'ila. If it's theoretically capable of having a shas heter l'kayanim, so then it's no longer miyuchat as kotche Hashem, because it's no longer miyuchat to Hashem. We're waiting, kodim, we're waiting for all intents and purposes to, for just the signal, to go ahead and eat it. All I need.
Is that called shulchan gavoah still?
It does, but it's not kodesh Hashem. Once I'm ready to give it away, it's not miyuchad l'Hashem. That's a different concept. It's not that it doesn't have the same din of kedusha. It's kedusha it has, but it's not miyuchad l'Hashem. Only the part that's miyuchad l'Hashem, the emurim, those are the part that I would have a chiyuv me'ilan at this point. So l'chora it's saying that you're not ma'alin bo because it's ki'ilu, you already did the zrika. Lo, I don't think that's what it means. I think what it means is that ru'uya letzeit, ru'uya letameh. That's what you know, I mean. I agree with you. It can't mean, you know, shenitma v'shiyotza, that would be a reason for why I would think it was me'ila. But you know what the word shenitma v'shiyotza means? It means that it's in a state where, had it been yotze, it would have been nifsa. Had it been nitma, it would have been nifsa. Meaning that it was already after the zrika. That's what it means. So don't take out the words v'ru'uya l'lin. Okay, so what are you saying? You're saying then lina mamash, without doing the zrika, what I considered before. So what are you saying? That I would have been, there would have been me'ila in such a case, the mayalin. I mean, hay kosher, hay alo shata kesher, kosher heter, rather, l'konim, kosher lo hayta alo shata heter l'konim. I mean, if you're talking about now the case over here is that you actually did the zrika. But had you not done the zrika, it would have only been Eimedli Zarek. And when we talked about lan, we meant lan without zrika, and it's just still lying here. And now it's too late to do the zrika. And a window of opportunity is not enough to take off Mi'ila. You would have been Mo'el. So what are you saying? It's cold that it had a shas heter l'kohanim. It's not the point it had a shas heter l'kohanim. It has a shas heter l'kohanim. Say, well, it doesn't really have, because at this point it's possible. Who cares about the fact that at this point it's possible? Why would I call that had? It has a shasetra, the kohanim. There's other things that are preventing you from utilizing that shasetra. But it became mutter, and that's it. The only way you could use the word had is where you're dealing with a window of opportunity. Because otherwise, if you're dealing with an actual act of zrika, it was. It was already finished, kaput, no more me. What am I going to say? The Mi'ila is going to come back now because of the fact that it was Nitma, because of the fact that it was Yotze. Why would I think such a thing? So therefore, ask the Gemara, why are you using the word whatever had? I call Shayalo Shateter. Lo Hayalo, Aitalo Shateter. Say straight out, call Shiyeshlo Shateter. And Mo'alimba. Call She'enla Shateter. Mo'alimba Mi'vayle. That's what you should say, because that's what you mean. And then I have enough brains to understand that it's not going to make any nafkamina. Once it had the shatetra, it actually did the zrika. Who cares what happened afterwards? How would me'ila come back on it? So therefore, we cannot say that there's a koloi mid lizrei, that to say that this shot is a raya against koloi mid lizrei. Elam Ravashi, what Ravashi says over here is, I still say, you don't say koloi mid lizrei. Nonetheless, I agree with you in your analysis of this case. You know why? Because the two cases have nothing to do with each other. What I was talking about was the din vis-a-vis giving it a halacha of ochlin. Okay. What you're talking about is a din vis-a-vis me'ila. Now, how in the world do you compare those dinim? Me'ila atuma karamita. You're going to ask me a kasha from the dinim of me'ila that kol oimid lizrei kezorah gedami is something that we don't say. You're going to ask that on tuma? Look, me'ila is a definition of kedusha v'lav kedusha. Correct? Is it kachi Hashem? Is it not kachi Hashem? That is a very theoretical definition. Kachi Hashem means something that's miyuchad l'Hashem. The moment that it isn't miyuchad l'Hashem, in the sense that if I wish I can give it to a kohen, of course I'll have to do zrika. Fine! There I understand. It's indeed a question of the window of the opportunity and not the actuality. I mean, because look, you don't need for it to really be or not be something. You're changing its name, essentially, right? Kodesh Hashem or not Kodesh Hashem. You certainly can't call something at this point that if I wish I can hand over to a kohen, Kodesh Hashem. Fine. So therefore, Lebatar Apaka La Kedushate. So now, the Kedusha was Paka at that moment, all right? Now you're going to say, oh ho, but you didn't make use of your window opportunity. And now, yes, well now it's going to come back on. It's going to come back on. How's it going to come back on? Did somebody re-makadish it, wave a magic wand on it? How's it going to come back on at it? But my hadar rochvala, the tuma. I'm sorry, by my hadar rochvala, how would it come right on it again? Mashinke, tuma. I mean, tuma is a question of, is it a foodstuff or is it not a foodstuff? They could talk to me out of windows of opportunity. Either it is a foodstuff or it's not a foodstuff. So over there, mishum uchla v'lav uchla. Kol hecha. The E is Zorik, Mashvele Uchla, Batamitumas Ochlin. Hecha de lo Zorik, lo Mashvele Uchla, lo Batamitumas Ochlin. There I still maintain 100%. You cannot ask a question of Kalaroy Livdot to Kalaroy Lizro. Not the same at all. There you look at the facts. Is it Ochlin or is it not Ochlin? Here you're looking at the name. Is it Kodesh Hashem or not Kodesh Hashem? And I don't see that the two are comparable. Meitvei. How about if a guy is going to bring his Asham Talay? Remember that you bring an Asham Talay where you weren't sure whether you did a chet. Let's say you had two pieces of fat in front of you. One was chelev, that's osertit, with chiyuv karet, and one is shuman, which is perfectly kosher to eat, which they feed you in McDonald's, you know, 100%. So the question there is, you come back an hour later, somebody tells you, which one did you eat? Because one of those was awfully not kosher.
David's
so, he's like, I don't know which one. So you don't know which one. You can't bring a korban chatas. You don't know that you were chayte. But you bring an ashram talui. Suppose you find out afterwards that they actually had a webcam on this, you know, and the whole thing was videoed, and now you could go back and find out which one you ate. And whew, it wasn't the trefa one. So I don't have to bring my card. What happens with the money? Forget about it. It's no de lo shalochata. Let the animal go out and be part of your flocks. No dala yatsa v'yera ebe eder. Doesn't even need opinion. The whole thing was a ta'ut. You were magdish this animal thinking you owed it as a card, but you don't know it as a card. Forget about it. Dibre Rebbe Meir. So it's pure chulin and there's no kedusha on it. The chachamim say, no, it can't go out for free. But that is all discussion why that's true. And the Gemara over there says it's in Kritut, because anyway, you were Magishit Belev Shalem, as the suffix, it doesn't change afterwards. But again, that's not important to us yet. Yerachistaev, wait till it gets a moon, sell it, and then use the money for a Kayat Samizbeah for Korban Oilo. Rebbe Eliezer says, oh, baby, you forgot about Jewish guilt. Let me tell you something. If you didn't do this sin, you definitely did another sin. What the heck? Bring it for something else. You can't win anyway. So, Yikarev, Shimeno Bal Chetzeh, Rezo Bal Chatacher. Now, of course, this is only Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Everybody else holds that the Ashram Toloi has to be miyuchad like a chatas. You can't just bring an Ashram Toloi. You have to bring it on that specific thing. But Rebbe Eliezer Shita is you can actually bring an adaba of an Ashram Toloi. Because, as Richie always feels guilty, he definitely did something. And therefore, the moment he walks in, he's chayav an ashram toloi. And because of that, you can bring an ashram toli every day. Now, suppose you already shechted it. So, Mishanishchat, once you already shechted it, and now you can't exactly let it go out and be part of your happily frolicking flocks. So, Yira later is no longer possible. What's the din now after you shechted it? So, Im Akashadishchat, no dalo. So then, pour out the dam, because you can't bring this dam in his bath. It's not kosher for Nashim Tovah. And the basar is basar basar. A basar is a rake. Suppose it was already Nizrak Adam, then the Basar Yechel. Now you can see where we're going. Because if Kola Emet Li Zorek is Zorek Domi, what's the Nafkamina if you were Zorek or not, right? And indeed, says Rabbi Yossi, why do you have to be Zorek Adam? Afilo Adam Bekos? Once the Dam is in the coast, it's all A-OK. You might as well go ahead and actually be Zorek Adam, and the Basar can be eaten. And Rava explained, why is that true? Because Rabbi Yosef was following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who said, Kola Obed Lizrok is Zorok Domi, and therefore, since it's already in the coast, it could have been Zorok, which means the carbon's already kosher, because halachically speaking, it might as well be Zorok. Okay, so go ahead and be Zorok it already. Why not?
Kosher as the carbon?
Yes, because it was already brought. In other words, every Asher Toli is like that. Mm-hmm. It's brought. And then afterwards you find out, you bring the khatas, but your ashram toli is kosher. It's only over here where you found out you didn't sin before you did the zrika. But since over here the dam was bekos, it's not before the zrika. No. So you see from here that the same way Rabbi Shimon would have been willing to say that kol ha'emet liftei is kipadui dami, kol ha'emet lizarek is zorek dami. I mean, here is Rabbi Yossi following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and yet we have today, Rav Ashi trying to say, no, Rav Shimon wouldn't have gone so far. He never would have said, Kolayim et Lizorik is Zorik Domi. I beg your pardon. Here it says, Beferish. Well, says the Gemara, I mean, come on. Who says that Rav is right? I mean, Rav is saying, this is the only way we can understand Rav Yossi. It's not true. Mide hu taima. You think that Rav was right? And that was the real reason that Rav Yossi said, go ahead and shech the dam, go ahead and do Zorik the dam? No. They actually say there is Yisrael, Mishmei the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, the real reason of Rabbi Yossi had nothing to do with Kolay Vitezrek the Zorog Domi. Hainu time at Rabbi Yossi, Tikasover Klei Sharet Mekachin and Tapsuna the Chatchil of the Karev. This is a drastic, dramatically different issue. And that is, we know that there's a din of Kibbet Sha'ala Lo Yerit by the Mizbeach. So Mizbeach is Mekadish et Arot Wila. He holds the same thing is true about a klisharis. You put something into a klisharis, even though there's a psul in that thing, it's as if you did something, you brought basar on the mizbeach, the mizbeach wasn't meant to be there. You leave it there. So over here, once it's in a klisharis, to be zorek the dam, it's in the mizrak, then you're zorek it anyway. That's the point. Nothing to do with kol ha'emet lizorek. And therefore, this is really not even part of our sugya. So he holds klisharis, the kachin and the psulim, lichatchila, to go ahead and to do what it is you needed to do with it. And therefore I'll do the zrika.
So it's a real zrika rather than just a thought of a zrika. He went through with it, so he can't...
No, he didn't go through with it. It's only in the coast. But being in the coast, how does that change anything? So Robert said it changed because once it's in the coast, then you have a virtual zrika. But in Bimar Rava, they said, no, that has nothing to do with it. It's that once it's in the coast makes it kodesh to do zrika, even though it's possible. Right.
Even if you hadn't thought about
nothing to do with thought about. Right. It's as if it's kosher now, because it's already in the coast. Once it's in the coast of Kedusha, that makes it kodesh to bring.
And then what happens with it?
Depends what the aliens do to you. If they have trained that laser on you, it depends if you do the zrika. You don't do the zrika, but that's complicated. I mean, quantum infinities over here. I mean, probably in one universe you weren't Zorik, another universe you weren't Zorik. As a matter of fact, we could actually entangle that dam, so that if we found out that some of the dam was Zorik, then we know the other dam wasn't. There's all kinds of interesting issues come up on that. However, those things are still open-ended. We're not 100% sure. Omele Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana. You know, I mean, taking this now as a general rule, you know, if Rabbi Shimon was ready to say that Kol Ha'Avid Lizrov Kizorov Dami, then we should also say Kol Ha'Avid Lizrov is Kizorov Dami. So I don't get it. I mean, then there's a contradiction in the whole idea of what Rabbi Shimon was saying. Rabbi Shimon was saying that the Pora is considered to have a shas, a kosher, and therefore it's considered to be earthly. Why is it considered to be kabbatum as earthly? Well, because theoretically I could have been paid it. Yeah, theoretically you could have burned it. Now, had you burned it, it would have been ashes. And if it's ashes, it's not roi l'kabel tuma. So therefore, these virtual worlds are coming into collision. Now, what do we do now? So then how is he talking about notar being mekabel tuma, gadashat heter, pora? Why would it be metami tuma zorchli? Let us look at it as mere ashes. I mean, you could burn it. Meant to be burned. So burn, baby, burn. And don't give it a din of tuma. Amale, even if it's ash, it's mekabel tuma. Anyway, because remember chibat HaKodesh, which we learn out, v'habasar, that etzim are mekabel tuma, and that levon is mekabel tuma, and that chibat HaKodesh gives non-edibles the chashivut of edibles, legabe kabbalas tuma. So chibat HaKodesh maksharatan, says Ravina, oh man, this is heavy, very heavy, because now you're saying it's mekabel tumat ochlin. Chibat HaKodesh Maksharatan, I mean, I'm ready to go along with this Chibat HaKodesh Maksharatan jazz, but, I mean, you're saying it's Maksharatan to give it a din of Tumat Ochlin. If it has a din of Tumat Ochlin, that means that we're going to start measuring the level of Tumah. Rishon LaTumah, Sheni LaTumah, Shlishi, I mean, we've got Kodesh, or we go all the way to Revi'i LaTumah. So, that's what you're saying. I mean, you don't say it's Pasul, you said it's Tameh. If you're saying it's Tameh, it means not that it has implications of Tumah L'gabe D'Psul. You're saying that it's Tameh, I'm going to have to measure the impact that its Tumah makes, if the Tameh is something else, and then it'll become attenuated with that whole sugya. The problem is that that issue was actually a standing question whether Chibat HaKodesh is a real Tumat Ochlin to start counting Rishon Mesheni, or is it just like a psul? The Torah said it can become possible with Tuma. Here you're calling it Tumat Ochlin. So what I want to know is, says Ravina, if that's your real answer, that what he really meant to say was that it's just Chibas HaKodesh is actually going to give it real Tumat Ochlin? I mean, then I would ask you, Nehidim Anilu Chibas HaKodesh Liyifsule Degufet. I understand that Chibas HaKodesh Mashve Ochlin, that it should be possible because it came in contact with Tumah. But that's not the same thing as saying it's Tameh. Remember, once you say something is Tameh, it means that it has a measurable impact on a Tumah registering instrument. When you're saying it's possible, then fine, it's possible. But the word Tameh means, by definition, it has detectable Tumah leaking from it. Otherwise, it's not Tameh. It was something that was impacted by Tumah. The problem is, are you ready to say La Kriye Tameh, you're going to actually call it Tameh Nami, meaning we're going to start counting Rishon Mesheni, that you're willing to say too? I mean, this was like a big question that Rish Lakish had raised, and now you're saying that you know the answer. Tifshot to by Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish's famous question was, Sericho Minachot, a portion of a mincha that hadn't been mixed with Shemet. So this is a dried chunk of mincha. So it wasn't Mukshal HaKabel Tumah, because if it came in contact with Shemen, yes, then it's Mukshal HaKabel Tumah. But if it never touched Shemen, so then you should be able to touch it without being Metameh. Obviously, it's Mekabel Tumah because of Chibat HaKodesh, even if it didn't touch Shemen. But my question is it possible, or is it actually Monibol Rishon Mesheni? Or ain't Monibol Rishon Mesheni? Now, you're claiming we can call it Tameh. No. Look, Rish Lakish meant to ask whether Chibas HaKodesh midioraita, that's because of the riboy of Ve'habasar. Remember that Ve'habasar told me the Lavona and the Eitzim and Marba. Okay, that's his question. Is the dioraita riboy of Chibat HaKodesh an actual din of Tuma, or is it a din of Psul? But the question is, this halacha, I mean, The Rabbanan definitely gave a din of Tumas Ochlin on Chibas HaKodesh. That wasn't Reish Lakish's question. Question is, but what's the makor of the din of Chibas HaKodesh? To give it real Tuma or to allow it to become possible to contact with Tuma? That question stands. Ki Kamrin and the Rabbanan, all we've been talking about over here is the Rabbanan.
Doctor,
the commissioner. Now we're finally getting to issues that we discussed earlier on in the Masechta about Shinui of Kodesh when it comes to Menachot. You remember the big machlok we had back in the beginning, whether Machavat and Mar Cheshet are obviously what you're saying is not what you're doing, because I can see that it's really a Machavat or Mar Cheshet. But how about the other issue? The other issue is not where I'm defining the name of the mincha. I'm defining the kli of the mincha. So I was keveya the kedusha of the mincha to be in a particular mode. Forget about the shame minchas machavat, minchas mar cheshet, which has to do how it's made.
This mar cheshet is with a lot of oil, machavat is...
Mar cheshet is deep, loshen rochesh. Machavat is like a skillet. So, yes, but I didn't say that. I said b'machavat. Not I said avrei alai minchat machavat. So I am committing myself to having to bring a mincha in a skillet. Instead, I bring it in a deep frying pan or a wok. Or b'mar cheshet, and I bring it in a machavat. Look, I mean, it's fine. Very nice of you to bring it and all. But you're certainly not yotzei, you're a chiyav. I mean, you were makabel on yourself a particular type of mincha, and you brought a different type of mincha, so we'll give you your brownie points, but you still owe us one. Now, how about if you said, this, in other words, you're making a dove, you take a particular mincha, you say, I'm going to take this flour, this oil, put it in a machavat, and bring it. And that's the mincha I want to bring. Not that I'm chayav a mincha theoretically, so that I can view what it is that I brought as something other than what I committed myself to, in which case, what's the difference? What I said, I'm doing something else. But over here, what I said is that's the mincha that I'm bringing, and therefore what I'm bringing is not a mincha. What made it a mincha? I was keveya to bring a mincha in a particular format, and I'm bringing something else. What is this? What is this? Is this a different nedava? No, you said it's this is this thing. So there I can't say, I can't explain it away by saying, no, this is something else, and he's still going to bring it, because I was keveya in this actual flower. I said, rezo laviva machavat vevi marcheshet. Or harezo laviva marcheshet vevi machavat. Harezo pesulana, obviously. This is dependent on the machloket that we had earlier in the Masechta about whether the kviut of the kli for the mincha is definitive of the nature of the korban itself. And that was a big machloket, which we're going to have again here. Or, now the same thing would be true, forget about machavat, marchesh, because it's not really the question of the shape of the kli. Again, remember, we're talking about the shape of the kli as opposed to the type of the mincha. I could also talk about, am I going to bring this in one kli? I'm going to bring it in two kli, even if they're both the same. It's exactly the same issue. So somebody says, Hare alai shnei esronot. I want to bring a double-sized mincha in one kli. Lavim b'kli echad. He comes along and he brings two esronot in two kli, like a standard mincha. Or he says, I'm going to bring two esronot in two kli, and instead he brings a b'kli echad. Now, obviously, what he's bringing is not what he said he's going to bring. Fine. So we thank you very much for your additional mincha. Now you still owe us one or two, as the case may be. So there, mashe v'evi, v'yedei chovato lo yatzan, he's still going to owe it. Now, here too, if you took the actual esronot, you say, these two esronot, I'm going to put it as a mincha b'kli achad, and you bring it b'shnei kelim, or vice versa, you said, I'm going to bring these two esronot b'shnei kelim, you bring it b'kli achad, that they're puzzle, because there is no such mincha. What is this? We cannot not explain it away by saying, no, this is something else. You're allowed to bring a mincha like this. Because in this case, you were koveya this flower in that kli. And here, you've even got another issue. Because here, it's going to be a mincha chasera if you bring it in two separate kelim. Because what happened? It's chaser half of the mincha. Mincha chasera is puzzle. And mincha yetera is puzzle because of the comments problem. So, therefore, here for sure, that's Harei Lo Psulim. Now, I got a chap for you. And here's my chap. You think that this is fundamentally different, but it isn't really fundamentally different. It doesn't really matter whether you said zoo or a lie. It depends whether we have an option of redefining it. Let me explain to you what I mean. Suppose a guy said, Arei alai shnei esronot, lavi bikli echad. Okay? He comes along, he walks in, and he brings b'shnei kelim, right? Now, we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, we're going to assume that, well, this is not the mincha that he said. This is another mincha, they'll still owe us the mincha, right? But it's not as if there's magic in that. Suppose we find out that in actuality, this is the mincha he said. No, he did it wrong. Then it would be possible. How could we find out that it is? Well, we tell him, the guy says, let's say, and we say to him, wait a minute. You said you're going to bring that in Shnei Kelim. So then, if he takes it and says, whoa, puts it to Shnei Kelim, obviously it's kosher. But if he ignores what you're saying without addressing the issue of, this is another mincha, this is how I decided to do it, okay? Tough. But if that's the case, then it's the same thing if he would have been bringing in a dava. Because his intent actually is, as we see, is that he's sticking his nose up in the air, and he's going to bring it wrong. If he's bringing it wrong, it's not kosher. I don't care if he says Arei alai. That isn't magic. Because in this case, his intent was actually to bring the wrong thing. So the truth is, the opening of the Mishnah was talking about Marchesh and Machavar, would have been exactly the same thing. If he would have walked in with the Machavar, which would have told the guy, didn't you say you're going to bring it for Marchesh? And he thumbs his nose at us. So then it's exactly the same as if he said Benindava, because we cannot redefine it by saying, well, he obviously means this just as an Adava. He's still going to bring his neder. He's really bringing them in for wrong. So inachinami. Arela shnei asron avi b'shnekelim avi b'kli echad. Amro, weren't you guy who said b'shnekelim b'darta? He grieved b'shnekelim only. Then it's kosher. Not b'kli echad. Then it's k'shtei menachot shenit arvu. It's a din of shtei menachot shenit arvu. In other words, we can't automatically say that it's possible. Because two menachot shenit arvu, what's the din? If there's enough room for you to take the komets from one and the komets from the other separately, then it's kosher. So it's not ipso facto possible just because it's in one kli. So we have to clarify that what we mean is it's possible if you're unable to do the kmitzah as required. But if it's splattered in a way that clearly there was nothing of one mincha on one side, nothing of the other mincha on the other side, have an area that isn't mixed. So then that would be fine. Vitrich. Why do we need these two cases, machavat, macheshet, and the other case, kli echad or shnei kelim? Tricha. We need both, you see, because let's see what would have said the first case of machavat, macheshet. Mishumdarma machavat, kamaita macheshet. I mean, I might have thought that since the type of kli is definitive for the type of mincha, had he meant a different mincha. Okay, that the Torah takes very seriously. But I mean, how many kelim are you going to bring it in? I mean, why is that important? Maybe the Torah isn't makbid on the number of kelim. So the fact that you want to, let's say you would have said, I'm bringing a mincha and a kli that has red and purple polka dots on. I mean, you're going to say, that's not the mincha he was having. What does that have to do with anything? That red and purple polka dots are not part of the Dinim of Hagdash. Machavat and Markesh are part of the Dinim of Hagdash. Over there, it's a significant issue. Over here, it simply doesn't register. There's no place in our database for red and purple polka dots. So I would have thought maybe the same thing is true about Shnei Kalin. A number of kelim doesn't register. It's not in the database. Who cares how many kelim? Do whatever you want. So therefore, it should not be considered to be a change of any kind. I'm not changing the kli because the Torah was never marked on the number of kelim. So maybe Enoch Hinami over there, here we're both are bringing b'machavat. What's not if it's one or if it's two? Or Edi Vidi b'machashet. So maybe he was even Yotzi Yedei Nidro because it's not even important. On the other hand, Yashmin and Hach, suppose he would have told us only the case of the two kelim. I would have said, whoa, I mean, that is measurable by any standards. He's polyglot. He's over there, he's taking mincha gedola, and he's splitting it up. And that, I mean, he never brought the mincha that he's supposed to bring. But as far as Marcheshet, Machavat, where it's not a din in the type of mincha, why is that even important? Maybe over there it doesn't register. Emelo, therefore tzurchanita, both cases. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Marshevi Evivi Denidro Lo Yatsa, which is like our Mishnah. And again, Rabbi Shimon Omer, remember we had this before, in the beginning of the Masechta, I disagree with this whole thing. Because I say the Torah is not makpid on the Kli. It happens to be that the Machabat and Macheshet are two different kelim, but that's irrelevant. What's really relevant is the Maisa of the Mincha. Is it a Mincha Machabat or Mincha Macheshet? I don't care what it is that you put it into if we're not talking about a change in the type of Mincha. So changing the Kviyut of the Kli, which is a Kviyut of the Mana Lav Klumi, is the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon back in the beginning. Who cares what Mana, how many Manas? Where do we see that that's important to the Torah? No, not necessarily.
You can make a deep fry in a pan.
Yeah, and even if it would, who cares? That's not what he was kaveh. He was kaveh what he's putting it into, not how it's going to come out. I mean, that's a secondary issue. So, yeah, maybe it would come out different. So, therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's bichlal not even an issue. Zula vibe machabat. Wait a minute. I thought, didn't we say before, Atanya, lo kichum, we said that the kli shores bichlal was not mekadesh because it's the wrong kli? Because it has to be the Kli that you were noted. Isn't there another issue over here? If the Kli Sharis was never Mekadesh, we said in the Mishnah, you could simply go and be Podet and reuse it for something else. So why, what do you mean Puzzle? What makes it Puzzle? You said he brings it and it's Puzzle. What do you mean brings it and it's Puzzle? Tell him, take it out of the 2K and put it to one Kli. Take it out of Machabas, put it to Marcheshim. What is that? Yeah, fix it. I mean, no, I'm Rabbi. Remember, that's always a very misleading statement, lo kichum. Because lo kichum could mean lo kichum li karev. So don't think because you put it into the Kli, therefore, well, it doesn't matter what I said, the Kli gives it a kedush, I'll bring it, no. But of course, it's kadosh li pasel, and therefore, it's the wrong minute, it will become pasel. The Omer Rabbi, furthermore, says, Rabbi, you should know another thing. When we are koveya, the shame of this mincha, a mincha to be brought in a machabat, a mincha to be brought into Kalim. What defines that mincha? You should know, the only thing that defines it is the moment that he makes the neder. Suppose the guy makes the neder, I'm going to bring a mincha. Then he selects the solet for the mincha, and he says, I'm going to put this solet into a machavat, or I'm going to put this solet into two Kalim. Completely meaningless to us. That is not koveya. How do I know that? Bishat afrasha is irrelevant. Look, why? Because the basis of this whole thing is Kasher Nadarta Lashem Elokecha. Remember, that was the drasha. Kasher Nadarta Lashem Elokecha Nedavah. Im Kasher Nadarta. Only Kasher Nadarta. Lo Kasher Hifrashta. What it is that you do at the time of the Hafrasha has no halachic implications. For all intents and purposes, you're telling us what you would like to do. You cannot be Koveya, the Kedusha of the thing, at that point. You can only be Koveya with what it is that you committed yourself to Kodesh for. Itmar Nami Om Rebach Om Rabbi Chanin Om Rebasi Om Rabbi Yochanan Lo Shado, all of these halachot over here, which we're viewing it as a shinui, is dafka where you are kavan b'sha'at neder avo b'sha'at hafrasha lo. Why? Kasher nadarta lo kasher hifrashta. So hafrasha is not the kviyut. Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Kuf Beit, and we are holding at Omer of Ashi about one third of the way down. And once again, we're in the midst of a somewhat complicated issue. We talked yesterday, we sort of got involved in this almost on a tangential discussion because we're going to bring a raya from the Sugya in our Mishnah about what the din is when something is close to the point at which it could be usable, let's say it didn't have a pinion yet, but it could be padui, and according to Rabbi Shimon Kolo Omed Liftot Ki Padui Dami, and that led us to question the issue of a mincha that was nifka, was a pigle, that it for some reason, if according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as there was ever a time at which it could have been kosher, and according to Shmuel, who began with the whole sugya by saying you can be Peda Filo Teherin, then it should have had a Shasa kosher. And okay, we said that might be talking about a case where he was Magdish, the Mincha, at a time when it was Mechubel Karka, therefore was never considered to be a foodstuff. It involved all various issues of what defines a foodstuff, what is considered to be ultimately usable. But what's important for today's sugya is that there seems to be a contradiction between the idea of kala omed livdot kepadui dame, according to Rabbi Shimon, and he said this about the parad duma being makabel tuma, even though it's already shechted and now as a parad duma, so never had a shata kosher, which according to Rabbi Shimon shouldn't make it impossible for it to be makabel tuma. Nonetheless, we said over there that since kala omed livdot is kepadui dame, and it's a mitzvah to be paid it, as opposed to minachot, where it's not a mitzvah to be paid it, so it's considered to be ki'ilu that it's padui completely. Then we got into the other question, and this is what we're going to continue to explore today, and that was, it would appear on the surface that kol omid liftot kepadui dami would also be machayev us to say that dam that's omed lizarek kezaruk dami. In other words, because it's the potentiality of the usability of a thing that gives it the din of being an ochlin, because you could have made it an ochlin at any time. But then the question is, why can't we go all the way where Rabbi Shimon himself said that when it comes to the pigul of a mincha, that certainly the pigul is going to put into a position where it never had a shas, there was royal achila in the case that we spoke about where it was hugdash b'mechuber. Well, why is that true? Suppose you were mefagel b'zrika, and certainly there's a mitzvah to do the zrika properly, and you could do the zrika properly, and therefore at that very moment it should be shata kosher to do theoretically. So it should have been an ochel at that point. Now yesterday we had to say that, well, you know, maybe it's talking about only that you were mefagel specifically b'shkita, but maybe pigel b'zrika not. Okay, now today Rav Ashi has a different approach. Omer Rav Ashi, look, I said over this whole business, Amrita Shemaitik Amid Rav Nachman, getting back to the original question, we were talking about when it says lan, does it mean a lan? Is it a lan lifnei zrika, where I never could have been zerek? And that was the question, how could that be? Because then kolayim in the zrika zoruk dami. I said over to Rav Nachman, I said, look, I don't think it makes it an afkamina at all, whether we're talking about zrika, that was a potential zrika, or it was talking about it was mefago bezrika. And I said, the truth is that it could be talking about pigo bezrika. And there's no problem that you're creating over your kala emid liftais kepadu domi should therefore be mechayev kala emid lizrik ezerk domi. It's not the same thing. Iboy parik amrina. It's easy to say that if a person would have wanted to be poder, that's not mechayev any kind of new action, new chalot. All you have to do is say the kedusha on here should go onto these coins. To say that therefore it's amid lizrik, we have to go and do a maisa with the dam in the base of mikdash. I don't understand how that follows. I mean, it's making a completely new chalot in the korban. It has to be done with a maisa. I mean, why would I say that Rabbi Shimon holds the theory of achieving a physical change and a halachic change is sufficient to consider as if that change was already done? I don't see that that's true. Therefore, Iboy Porik Amrinan. But the Iboy Havizori, Lo Amrinan. I wouldn't go that far. That's exactly what the difference is. I told you two differences because I didn't want to get into it. But the truth is, if you're going to keep pushing, Rashi learns that the question is an action versus just dibur b'alma, to say ha'rezim b'alma. Others understand it to mean an action, a din of pidyon is not a change in the chalos of the status of a korum. It doesn't create a new kedusha. Simply transferring over here to do this rika means that I'm creating a din of a korban. That's a chalot. Rabbi Shimon would never have said that you can do something which creates a halachically definable chalot. It doesn't really have the status change. It doesn't have a clear-cut English equivalent. So the Achronim talk about it in terms of chalot. Rashi talks about it in terms of the difference between the act and the amira b'alma, the dibur b'alma. It's not so partial. Basically, Tosfos also goes into how far we would take this difference, where we would apply it. Because there's many cases where Rabbi Shimon says, kala omed le'ex, and they seem to counteract this. But again, since this is sort of an aside, in our sugya, it's not good for us to spend a lot of time on it. Because what we're really interested in is our halacha specifically, and in terms of is it shayach to be paid or not shayach to be paid. These are a little bit tangential sugyas to us. Meitveh. Klo Amar Rabbi Yoshua. I'd like to understand the language here of this piece of Gemara. Rabbi Yoshua says, Kosha Hayetalo Shatet Lekoani. This is a similar sugya, Benogea to Me'ila. So we've had the sugya now, Benogea LeKabbalat Tuma, and because of that, we had it, Benogea, the question of Pidyon in our sugya. Here, it's Nogea Me'ila. Once something is roi for Kayanim to eat, then it's no longer called Kodshe Hashem. And the din of Me'ila is a halacha in the Loshon HaPosek is Kodshe Hashem. You can't call it Miyuchad LaHashem if Kohanim are going to eat it. Now, here it says, if it had a shat heter l'Kohanim in Mo'alimba. And of course, once again, we have the same question. Does that mean heter l'Kohanim that it's really kosher now? Or does it mean there was a theoretical time in which it could have been kosher had I done what I needed to do? So, now, of course, it could mean there was a time that it was kosher, and it's no longer kosher because something else happened to it, you see. But then it really isn't hayetalo shateter, because that's not the point. The point would be that Yeshua had to look on him. What do I care? I mean, something after it got burned up. I mean, that's talking about Aitalo Shateter. That's not Aitalo. That's Yeshua Shateter Lekohanim. Nothing changed in terms of its Kedusha. Something else prevents a Kohen from eating it. I'm not going to use a change in the language for that. So here it says Haitalo Shateter Lekohanim. Lechora, I mean, the way we take that Haitalo means that there was an opportunity to take advantage of the Shateter Lekohanim. But you didn't take advantage of it. So during that brief window of opportunity, let's say we're talking about lan. So as long as it's still daytime, there's a window of opportunity to do the zrika if I want to do the zrika. At that moment, it would have been heter l'kohanim. So then I would call it yesh heter l'kohanim. Afterwards, it was lan. I mean, obviously, it's not going to get back. It didn't make ila because now it became more possible. That's crazy. Yes, that you see. All right, so then the simple way of understanding this is Haitalo Shatetr means there was a window of opportunity to make it Mutar L'Kohanim, and I didn't take advantage of that window, and therefore I have to talk about it in the past. I could have done the Zerika. That's what it seems to be saying to me. I mean, that's how we're going to relate it to our sugya. So if that's the case, Ein Mo'alim Ba, because it's no longer called Kodshei Hashem. V'choshelo Haitalo Shatetr L'Kohanim Mo'alim Ba. What do I mean by Shat HaTelekohanim? Ezu, Shat HaTelekohanim, I mean, Shalana, Shinitma, Vishiyatza. Now, these are very strange words because, I mean, surely it doesn't mean that having been Mutar L'Kohanim, and then it became Nifsal, Belina, or Betumer, Beyotze, that's not the Chiddush, that just because it became more Pusel, that now it's going to be more Chayav Me'ilah. I mean, it can't mean that. We're going to have to figure out what it does mean. Ve'zoi shelo haitala shatet l'kohanim. Where was nishkata chutz l'zmano chutz l'makoma kiblu psulim zarkwas dobit. So there never was a moment of window of opportunity. It was puzzle from the beginning. Mishat shchita, mishat kabbalah, mishat zrika. It's all over. Now, let's take a look at that ratio. Katani bina ratio. Shalana, shenitma, v'shiyatza. Now, I understand that to mean, in terms of the references we used earlier, that we mean lana mamash. In other words, there never was a time in which it was literally zrika. But since I could have done zrika, we're calling it a zman of shas heter l'kohanim. And since over here, the iboy ocha iboy habizorik, if I had wanted to, I could have been zorik the dam. And we say that that's sufficient to say ein mo'alim ba. So that seems to prove that we understand, not like Ravashi. Ravashi's saying, we wouldn't say kolo imid lizrek kezorek dami. The most we would say is kolo imid livdot kepadui dami. Like by the case of the paraduma. That's nifta al ma'arachta. And over here, I wouldn't have said that because I could be zorek the dam, therefore there should be no me'ila. Because, I mean, you said, I wouldn't say such a bizarik the dam, it would be considered to be a shas heter for achila, for tumas eichlin. I would imagine it's the same thing tumas eichlin as it is for me'ila. If it's theoretically capable of having a shas heter l'kayanim, so then it's no longer miyuchat as kodshei Hashem, because it's no longer miyuchat to Hashem. We're waiting for all intents and purposes for just the signal to go ahead and eat it. All I need.
It's not called shulchan gavoah still?
But it's not Kodshei Hashem. Once I'm ready to give it away, it's not Miyuchad LaHashem. That's a different concept. It's not It's not that it doesn't have the same din of Kedusha. It's Kedusha it has. But it's not miyuchad l'Hashem. Only the part that's miyuchad l'Hashem, the emurim, that those are the part that I would have a chiyuv miyuchad on at this point. So l'chore, it's saying that you're not mauling bo because it's ki'ilu, you already did the zrika. Lo. I don't think that's what it means. I think what it means is that ru'uya letzeit, ru'uya letamei. That's what you know, I mean. Yeah, I agree with you. It can't mean you know shenikma v'shiyotza that would be a reason for. I would think it was me'ila, but you know what the word shenikma v'shiyotza means? It means that it's in a state where had it been yotze, it would have been nifsa. Had it been nitma, it would have been nifsa. Meaning that it was already after the zrika. That's what it means. So don't take out the words ru'uya lalin. Okay, so what are you saying? You're saying then lina mamash, without doing the zrika, what I considered before. So what are you saying? That I would have been, there would have been me'ila in such a case, the me'alin. I mean, hi kosher, hi yalo shata kesher, kosher heter, rather, l'kodim, kosher lo hayta lo shat heter l'kodim. I mean, if you're talking about now the case over here is that you actually did the zrika, but had you not done the zrika, it would have only been Eimed Li Zorek. And when we talked about Lan, we meant Lan without Zrika, and it's just still lying here. And now it's too late to do the Zrika. And a window of opportunity is not enough to take off Mi'ila. You would have been Moyal. So what are you saying? It's called that it had a Shas Heter L'Kohanim. It's not the point that it had a Shas Heter L'Kohanim. It has a Shas Heter L'Kohanim. Say, well, it doesn't really have, because at this point it's possible. Who cares about the fact that at this point it's possible? Why would I call that had? It has a Shas Heter L'Kohanim. There's other things that are preventing you from utilizing that Shas Heter. But it became mutter, and that's it. The only way you could use the word had is where you're dealing with a window of opportunity. Because otherwise, if you're dealing with an actual act of Zrika, it was. It was already finished. Kaput. No more me. What am I going to say? The meal is going to come back now because of the fact that it was nitma, because of the fact that it was yotze. Why would I think such a thing? So therefore, ask the Gemara, why are you using the word whatever had? I call shayalo shateter, lo hayalo, aitalo shateter. Say straight out, call sheyeshlo shateter, and moalimba. That's what you should say, because that's what you mean. And then I have enough brains to understand that it's not going to make any nafkamina. Once it had the shatetra, it actually did the zrika. Who cares what happened afterwards? How would me'ila come back on it? So therefore, we cannot say that there's a koloimid lizrait, that to say that this shat is a raya against koloimid lizrait. Elam Ravashi. What Ravashi says over here is, I still say, you don't say Koloi Midlisrek. Nonetheless, I agree with you in your analysis of this case. You know why? Because the two cases have nothing to do with each other. What I was talking about was the din vis-a-vis giving it a halacha of Ochlin. Okay. What you're talking about is the din vis-a-vis Me'ila. Now, how in the world do you compare those dinim? Me'ila atuma karamita. You're going to ask me a kasha for the dinim of Me'ila, that kol ha'omid lizrei kezorah gedomi is something that we don't say. You're going to ask that on tuma? Look, Me'ila is a definition of kedusha v'lav kedusha. Correct? Is it kachay Hashem? Is it not kachay Hashem? That is a very theoretical definition. Kachay Hashem means something that's miyuchad l'Hashem. The moment that it isn't miyuchad l'Hashem, in the sense that if I wish I can give it to a kohen, of course I'll have to do zrika. Fine, there I understand. It's indeed a question of the window of the opportunity and not the actuality. I mean, because look, you don't need for it to really be or not be something. You're changing its name essentially, right? Kachi Hashem or not Kachi Hashem. You certainly can't call something at this point that if I wish I can hand over to a Kohen, Kachi Hashem. Fine. So therefore, Labata da Paka la Kedushate. So now, the Kedusha was Paka at that moment, alright? Now you're gonna say, oh ho, but you didn't make use of your window opportunity. And now, yes. Well now it's gonna come back on. It's gonna come back on. How's it gonna come back on? Did somebody re-makadish it, wave a magic wand on it? How's it gonna come back on at it? But my hadra rachvala, the tuma. I'm sorry, by my hadra rachvala, how would it come right on it again? Mashenke, tuma. I mean, tuma is a question of, Is it a foodstuff or is it not a foodstuff? Talk to me about windows of opportunity. Either it is a foodstuff or it's not a foodstuff. So over there, Mishum Uchla Valav Uchli. Kol Hecha. The E is Zorik, Mashvele Uchla, Betamitum Es Ochlin. Hecha de lo Zorik, lo Mashvele Uchla, lo Betamitum Es Ochlin. There I still maintain 100%. You cannot ask a question of Kalaroy Livdot to Kalaroy Lizro. Not the same at all. There you look at the facts. Is it Ochlin or is it not Ochlin? Here you're looking at the name. Is it Kutcheshem or not Kutcheshem? And I don't see that the two are comparable. Maybe. I may be a sham talui. How about if a guy is going to bring his asham talui? Remember that you bring an asham talui where you weren't sure whether you did a chet. Let's say you had two pieces of fat in front of you. One was chelav, that's osertit, but chiv karet. And one is shuman, which is perfectly kosher to eat, which they feed you in McDonald's, 100%. So the question there is, you come back an hour later, somebody tells you, which one did you eat? Because one of those was awfully not kosher.
David's
McDonald's. So, I don't know which one. So if you don't know which one, you can't bring a korban chatas, you don't know that you were chayteh. But you bring an ashram talui. Suppose you find out afterwards that they actually had a webcam on this, and the whole thing was videoed, and now you could go back and find out which one you ate, and whew, it wasn't the trefa one. So I don't have to bring my korban. What happens with the money? Forget about it. It's no de lo shalochata. Let the animal go out and be part of your flocks. No dala yatsa v'yera eba eder doesn't even need opinion. The whole thing was a ta'ut. You were magdish this animal thinking you owed it as a korban. You don't know it as a korban. Forget about it. Dibre Rebbe Meir. So it's pure chulin and there's no kedusha on it. The chachamim say, no, it can't go out for free, but there's a whole discussion why that's true, and the Gemara over there says it's in Kritut, because anyway, you were Magishit Belev Shalem, as the suffix, it doesn't change afterwards, but again, that's not important to us yet. Yerachistaev, wait till it gets a mum, sell it, and then use the money for a Kayat Samizbeah for Korban Oilo. Rebbe Eliezer says, oh, baby, you forgot about Jewish guilt. Let me tell you something. If you didn't do this sin, you definitely did another sin. What the heck? Bring it for something else. You can't win anyway. So, Yikarev, Shimeno Balchet Zeh, Rezo Balchatacher. Now, of course, this is only Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Everybody else holds that the Ashram Tolo has to be miyuchad, like a chatas. You can't just bring an Ashram Tolo. You have to bring it on that specific thing. But Rebbe Eliezer Shita is you can actually bring an adobe of an Ashram Tolo. Because as Richie always feels guilty, he definitely did something. And therefore, the moment he walks in, he's chayav an ashram toloi. And because of that, you can bring an ashram toloi every day. Now, suppose you already shechted it. So, Mishanishchat, once you already shechted it, and now you can't exactly let it go out and be part of your happily frolicking flocks. So, Yera'el later is no longer possible. What's the din now after you shechted it? So, Im Akashanishchat, no dalo. So then, pour out the dam, because you can't bring this dam in his bath, it's not kosher for Nashim Tola. And the Basra is Basra, Basra Yizarek. Suppose it was already Nizraka dam. Then the basar yechel. Now you can see where we're going. Because if kola emet li zorek is zorek dami, what's the nafgamina if you were zorek or not, right? And indeed, says Rabbi Yossi, why do you have to be zorek the dam? Afilo adam bekos. Once the dam is in the kos, it's all A-OK. You might as well go ahead and actually be zorek the dam, and the basar can be eaten. And Rava explained, why is that true? Because Rabbi Yossi was following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who said, Kola Obed Lizrok is Zorog Domi, and therefore, since it's already in the coast, it could have been Zorog, which means the carbon's already kosher, because halachically speaking, it might as well be Zorog. Okay, so go ahead and be Zorog it already. Why not?
Kosher as the carbon?
Yes, because it was already brought. In other words, every Asher Toli is like that. Mm-hmm. It's brought, and then afterwards you find out, you bring the Katas, but your Asher Toli is kosher. It's only over here where you found out you didn't sin before you did the Zrika. But since over here the Dam was Bekosh, it's not before the Zrika. No. So you see from here that the same way Rabbi Shimon would have been willing to say that Kol Oimed Liftoi is Kipadui Dami, Kol Oimed is Zorek is Zorek Dami. I mean, here is Rabbi Yossi following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and yet we have today Rabbi Ashi trying to say, no, Rabbi Shimon wouldn't have gone so far, he never would have said Kol Oimed Zorek is Zorek Dami. I beg your pardon. Here it says Beferish. Well, says the Gemara, I mean, come on. Who says that Rav is right? I mean, Rav is saying, ah, this is the only way we can understand Rabbi Yossi. It's not true. Mide hu taima. You think that Rav was right? And that was the real reason that Rabbi Yossi said, go ahead and shech the dam, go ahead and do zubizorek the dam. No! They actually say there is Yisrael, Mishmed Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, the real reason of Rabbi Yossi had nothing to do with Kaloi Bethesrek the Zorek Dome. Hainu taima to Rabbi Yossi, because sober clay sharet mekachin and tapsunin and chathilu li karein. This is a drastic, dramatically different issue. And that is, we know that there's a din of kibbutz shalom lo yerid by the Mizbeach. So Mizbeach is mekadesh et harot uila. He holds the same thing is true about a klisharis. You put something into a klisharis, even though there's a psul in that thing, it's as if you did something, you brought basar on the Mizbeach, emurim on the Mizbeach wasn't meant to be there. You leave it there. So over here, once it's in a klisharis, to be zorek the dam, it's in the mizrak, then you're zorek it anyway. That's the point. Nothing to do with kol ha'emed lizrak. And therefore, this is really not even part of our sugya. So he holds klei sharet, the kachin is absolim, lichat chila, to go ahead and to do what it is you needed to do with it. And therefore, I'll do the zrika.
So it's a real zrika rather than just the thought of a zrika. God went through with it, so we can't...
No, he didn't go through with it. It's only in the coast. But being in the coast, how does that change anything? So Robert said it changed because once it's in the coast, then you have a virtual zrika. But in Bimar Rava, they said, no, that has nothing to do with it. It's that once it's in the coast makes it Kodesh to do Zrika, even though it's possible.
You're allowed to do it.
Right.
Even if you had nothing. That's it. You thought about...
Nothing to do with thought about. Right. It's as if it's kosher now. Because it's already in the coast. Once it's in the coast of Kedusha, that makes it Kodesh to bring.
And then what happens with it?
Depends what the aliens do to you. If they have trained that laser on you,
well,
it depends if you do the Zrika. You don't do the Zrika, but that's you know, complicated. I mean, quantum infinities over here. I mean, probably in one universe you were Zorik, another universe you weren't Zorik. As a matter of fact, we could actually entangle that dam, so that if we found out that some of the dam was Nizrak, then we would know the other dam wasn't. There's all kinds of interesting issues come up on that. However, those things are still open-ended. We're not 100% sure. You know, I mean, taking this now as a general rule, you know, if Rabbi Shimon was ready to say that Kol Oimed Lizrok is Zorov Dami, then we should also say Kol Oimed Lizrov is Kisorov Dami. So, I don't get it. I mean, then there's a contradiction in the whole idea of what Rabbi Shimon was saying. Rabbi Shimon was saying that the Pora is considered to have a shas, a kosher, and therefore it's considered to be earthly. Why is it considered to be kabbatum as earthly? Well, because theoretically I could have been paid it. Yeah, theoretically you could have burned it. Now, had you burned it, it would have been ashes. And if it's ashes, it's not roi l'kabbatuma. So therefore, these virtual worlds are coming into collision. Now, what do we do now? So then how is he talking about notar being mekabotuma gadashat heter pora? Why would it be metami tumas earthly? Let us look at it as mere ashes. I mean, you could burn it. It's meant to be burned. So burn, baby, burn. And don't give it a din of tuma. Amale, even if it's ash, it's mekabotuma. Anyway, because remember Chibat HaKodesh, which we learn out, V'habasar, that Eitzim are Mekabel Tuma, and that Levon is Mekabel Tuma, and that Chibat HaKodesh gives non-edibles the Chashivut of edibles, Legabe Kabbalas Tuma. So Chibat HaKodesh, Mach Sharatan, whoo, says Ravina, oh man, this is heavy, very heavy, because now you're saying it's Mekabel Tumat Ochlin. Chibat HaKodesh Machsharatan, I mean, I'm ready to go along with this Chibat HaKodesh Machsharatan jazz, But, I mean, you're saying it's makshara'tan to give it a din of tumah tochlin. If it has a din of tumah tochlin, that means that we're going to start measuring the level of tumah. Rishon tumah, sheni tumah, shlishi. I mean, we've got kodesh, or we go all the way to reveal a tumah. So that's what you're saying. I mean, you don't say it's posel. You said it's tumah. If you're saying it's tumah, it means not that it has implications of tumah legai b'dipsul. You're saying that it's tummy, I'm going to have to measure the impact that its tumah makes, if the tumah is something else, and then it'll become attenuated with that whole sugya. The problem is that that issue was actually a standing question, whether chibat HaKodesh is a real tumat ochlin to start counting Rishon Hasheni, or is it just like a psul? The Torah said it can become possible with tumah. Here you're calling it tumat ochlin. So what I want to know is, says Ravina, if that's your real answer, that what he really meant to say was that it's just chibas hakodesh is actually going to give it real tumas ochlin. I mean, then I would ask you, nehidim anyel chibas hakodesh liyfsule degufet. I understand that chibas hakodesh mashve ochlin, that it should be possible because it came in contact with tumah. But that's not the same thing as saying it's tumah. Remember, once you say something is tumah, it means that it has a measurable impact on a tumah registering instrument. When you're saying it's possible, then fine, it's possible. But the word tumah means, by definition, it has detectable tumah leaking from it. Otherwise, it's not tumah. It was something that was impacted by tumah. The problem is, are you ready to say La Kruye Tumah, you're going to actually call it Tumah Nami, meaning we're going to start counting Rishon Hasheni, that you're willing to say too? I mean, this was like a big question that Rish Lakish had raised, and now you're saying that you know the answer. Tifshot by Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish's famous question was, Sericho Minachot, a portion of a mincha that hadn't been mixed with shemen. So this is a dried chunk of mincha. So it wasn't mukshal kabel tumah, because if it came in contact with shemen, yes, then it's mukshal kabel tumah. But if it never touched shemen, so then you should be able to touch it without being metameh. Obviously, it's mekabel tumah because of chibat hakodesh, even if it didn't touch shemen. But my question is it possible, or is it actually monibol rishon hasheni? Or ain't monim no rishon hasheni? You're claiming we can call it tumah. No. That's, look, Rish Lakish meant to ask whether Chibas HaKodesh midioraita, that's because of the riboy of Ve'habasar. Remember that Ve'habasar told me the Lavona and the Eitzim and Marba. Okay, that's his question. Is the dioraita riboy of Chibat HaKodesh an actual din of Tuma, or is it a din of Psul? But, yeah, but the question is, this halacha, I mean, the Rabbanon definitely gave a din of Tumas Ochlin on Chibas HaKodesh. That wasn't Rish Lakish's question. Question is, but what's the makor of the din of Chibas HaKodesh? To give it real Tuma, or to allow it to become possible to contact with Tuma? That question stands. Ki Kamrin and the Rabbanon, all we've been talking about over here is the Rabbanon. Omer Harei Alai B'Machava. Now we're finally getting to issues that we discussed earlier on in the Masechta about Shinui of Kodesh when it comes to Menachot. You remember the big Machlok we had back in the beginning, whether Machavat and Mar Cheshet are obviously what you're saying is not what you're doing, because I can see that it's really a Machavat or Mar Cheshet. But how about the other issue? The other issue is not where I'm defining the name of the Menachot. I'm defining the kli of the mincha. So I was keveya, the kedusha of the mincha, to be in a particular mode. Forget about the shame minchas machavat, minchas marchesh, it has to be how it's made.
Marchesh is with a lot of oil,
machavat is... Marcheshet is deep, loshen rochesh. Machavat is like a skillet. So, yes, but I didn't say that. I said b'machavat. Not I said avrealai minchat machavat. So I'm committing myself to having to bring a mincha in a skillet. Instead, I bring it in a deep frying pan or in water. Or b'marcheshet, and I bring it in a machavat. Look, I mean, that it's fine. Very nice of you to bring it and all. But you're certainly not Yotze, you're Chiyav. I mean, you were makabel on yourself a particular type of mincha, and you brought a different type of mincha, so we'll give you your brownie points, but you still owe us one. Now, how about if you said, this, in other words, you're making a dova, you take a particular mincha, you say, I'm going to take this flour, this oil, put it in a machavat, and bring it. And that's the mincha I want to bring. Not that I'm chayav a mincha theoretically, so that I can view what it is that I brought as something other than what I committed myself to, in which case, what's the difference? What I said, I'm doing something else. But over here, what I said is that's the mincha that I'm bringing, and therefore what I'm bringing is not a mincha. What made it a mincha? I was keveya to bring a mincha in a particular format, and I'm bringing something else. What is this? What is this? Is this a different nedava? No, you said it's this is this thing. So there I can't say, I can't explain it away by saying, no, this is something else, and he's still going to bring it, because I was keveya in this actual flower. I said, rezo laviva machavat vevi marcheshet. Or harezo laviva marcheshet vevi machavat. Harezo pesulana, obviously. This is dependent on the machloket that we had earlier in the Masechta about whether the kviut of the kli for the mincha is definitive of the nature of the korban itself. But that was a big machloket, which we're going to have again here. Or, now the same thing would be true, forget about machavat, marchesh, because it's not really the question of the shape of the kli. Again, remember, we're talking about the shape of the kli as opposed to the type of the mincha. I could also talk about, am I going to bring this in one kli? I'm going to bring it in two kelim, even if they're both the same. It's exactly the same issue. So somebody says, Hare alai shnei esronot. I want to bring a double-sized mincha in one kli. Lavi b'kli echad. He comes along and he brings two esronot in two kelim, like a standard mincha. Or he says, I'm going to bring two esronot in two kelim, and instead he brings a b'kli echad. Now, obviously, what he's bringing is not what he said he's going to bring. Fine. So we thank you very much for your additional mincha. Now you still owe us one or two, as the case may be. So there, mashe v'evi, v'yedei chovato lo yatsa. And he's still going to owe it. Now, here too, if you took the actual esronot, you say, these two esronot, I'm going to put it as a mincha b'kli achad, and you bring it b'shnei kelim, or vice versa. You said, I'm going to bring these two esronot b'shnei kelim, you bring it b'kli achad. That they're puzzled, because there is no such mincha. What is this? We cannot not explain it away by saying, no, this is something else. You're allowed to bring a mincha like this. Because in this case, you were koveya this flower in that kli. And here, you've even got another issue. Because here, it's going to be a mincha chasera if you bring it in two separate kelim. Because what happened? It's chaser half of the mincha. Mincha chasera is puzzled. And mincha yetera is puzzled because of the comments problem. So, therefore, here for sure, that's Arel Psulim. Now, I got a chap for you. Here's my chap. You think that this is fundamentally different, but it isn't really fundamentally different. It doesn't really matter whether you said zoo or a lie. It depends whether we have an option of redefining it. Let me explain to you what I mean. Suppose a guy said, Arel Alai Shnei Esronot, Lavi B'Kli Echad. Okay? He comes along, he walks in, and he brings b'shnei kelim, right? Now, we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, we're going to assume that, well, this is not the mincha that he said. This is another mincha, and he'll still owe us the mincha, right? But it's not as if there's magic in that. Suppose we find out that in actuality, this is the mincha he said. No, he did it wrong. Then it would be possible. How could we find out that it is? Well, we tell him, the guy says, let's say, and we say to them, wait a minute. You said you're going to bring that in Shnei Kalim. Amru lo b'Shnei Kalim l'darta. So then, if he takes it and says, whoa, puts it to Shnei Kalim, obviously it's kosher. But if he ignores what you're saying without addressing the issue of, this is another mincha, this is how I decided to do it, okay? Tough. But if that's the case, that is the same thing if he would have been bringing in a dava. Because his intent actually is, as we see, is that he's sticking his nose up in the air, and he's going to bring it wrong. If he's bringing it wrong, it's not kosher. I don't care if he says Ariel. That isn't magic. Because in this case, his intent was actually to bring the wrong thing. So the truth is, the opening of the Mishnah was talking about Marchesh and Machavat would have been exactly the same thing. If he would have walked in with the Machavat, which would have told the guy, didn't you say you're going to bring it for Marchesh? And he thumbs his nose at us. So then it's exactly the same as if he said Benindava. Because we cannot redefine it by saying, well, he obviously means this just as an Adava. He's still going to bring his netter. He's really bringing them in for wrong. So inachinami. Arela Shneas one of him shnekelim vevi bikli achad amlo. Weren't you guys who said bishnekelim datarta? He grieved on bishnekelim only. Then it's kosher. Not bikli achad. Then it's kishtei menachot shenit arvu. It's a din of shtei menachot shenit arvu. In other words, we can't automatically say that it's possible. Because two menachot shenit arvu, what's the din? If there's enough room for you to take the komets from one and the komets from the other separately, then it's kosher. So it's not ipso facto possible just because it's in one kli. So we have to clarify that what we mean is it's possible if you're unable to do the kmitza as required. But if it's splattered in a way that clearly there was nothing of one mincha on one side, nothing of the other mincha on the other side, have an area that isn't mixed, so then that would be fine. Vitzricha. Why do we need these two cases, machabat, macheshet, and the other case, kliyachad or shnei kelim? Tzricha. We need both, you see, because let's say we would have said the first case of machabat, macheshet. We should never machabat, kamayte macheshet. I mean, I might have thought that since the type of kli is definitive for the type of mincha, had he meant a different mincha. Okay, that the Torah takes very seriously. But I mean, how many kelim are you going to bring it in? I mean, why is that important? Maybe the Torah isn't makbid on the number of kelim. So the fact that you want to, let's say you would have said, I'm bringing a mincha and a kli that has red and purple polka dots on. I mean, you're going to say, that's not the mincha he was having. What does that have to do with anything? That red and purple polka dots are not part of the Dinim of Hekdesh. Machavat and Markeshet are part of the Dinim of Hekdesh. Over there, it's a significant issue. Over here, it simply doesn't register. There's no place in our database for red and purple polka dots. So I would have thought maybe the same thing is true about Shnei Kalim. I mean, the number of Kalim doesn't register. It's not in the database. Who cares how many can do whatever you want? So therefore, it should not be considered to be a change of any kind. I'm not changing the Kli because there was never marked on the number of Kalim. So maybe Inokinami over there, here we're both are bringing b'machavat. What's the difference? It's one or if it's two. Or idivitim b'machashet. So maybe he was even Yotzi Yedei Nidro. Because it's not even important. On the other hand, Yashmin and Hach, suppose he would have told us only the case of the two kelim. I would say, whoa. I mean, that is measurable by any standards. He's polyglot. He's over there. He's taking mincha gedela and he's splitting it up. And that, I mean, he never brought the mincha that he's supposed to bring. But as far as macheshet, machavat, where it's not a din in the type of mincha, why is that even important? Maybe over there it doesn't register. Emelo, therefore tzurchanita, both cases. Now, Tana Rabbana, Mashevi Evivi Denidro Lo Yatsa, which is like our Mishnah. And again, Rabbi Shimon Omer, remember we had this before, in the beginning of the Masechta, I disagree with this whole thing. Because I say the Torah is not makpid on the Kli. It happens to be that the Machavat and Macheshet are two different kelim, but that's irrelevant. What's really relevant is the Maisa of the Mincha. Is it a Mincha Machavat or Mincha Macheshet? I don't care what it is that you put it into if we're not talking about a change in the type of Mincha. So changing the Kviyut of the Kli, which is a Kviyut of the Mana Lav Klumi, is the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon back in the beginning. Who cares what Mana, how many Manas? Where do we see that that's important to the Torah? No, not necessarily.
You make a deep fry in a pan.
Yeah, and even if it would, who cares? That's not what he was kaveh. He was kaveh what he's putting it into, not how it's going to come out. I mean, that's a secondary issue. So, yeah, maybe it would come out different. So, therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's bichlal not even an issue. Zula vibe machabat. Wait a minute. I thought, didn't we say before, Atanya, lo kichum, we said that the kli shores bichlal was not mekadesh because it's the wrong kli? Because it has to be the kli that you were noted. Isn't there another issue over here? If the kli sharis was never mekadesh, we said in the Mishnah, you could simply go and be potet and reuse it for something else. So why, what do you mean puzzle? What makes it puzzle? You said he brings it and it's puzzle. What do you mean brings it and it's puzzle? Tell him, take it out of the 2K and put it into one kli. Take it out of Machavas, put it into a Marcheshim. What is that? Yeah, fix it. I mean, no, I'm Rabbi. Remember, that's always a very misleading statement, lo kichum. Because lo kichum could mean lo kichum li karev. So don't think because you put it into the kli, therefore, well, it doesn't matter what I said, the kli gives it a kedush, I'll bring it, no. But of course, it's kadosh li pasel, and therefore, it's the wrong mincha, it will become pasel. The Omer Rabbi, furthermore, says, Rabbi, you should know another thing. When we are koveya, the shame of this mincha, a mincha to be brought in a machabat, a mincha to be brought into kelim. What defines that mincha? You should know. The only thing that defines it is the moment that he makes the neder. Suppose the guy makes the neder, I'm going to bring a mincha. Then he selects the solet for the mincha, and he says, I'm going to put this solet into a machavat, or I'm going to put this solet into two kelim. Completely meaningless to us. That is not koveya. How do I know that? Bishat afrasha is irrelevant. Lo. Why? Because the basis of this whole thing is kasher nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha. Remember, that was the drasha. Kasher nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha nedava. Im kasher nadarta. Only kasher nadarta. Lo kasher hifrashta. What it is that you do at the time of the hafrasha has no halachic implications. For all intents and purposes, you're telling us what you would like to do. You cannot be koveya the kedusha of the thing at that point. You can only be koveya with what it is that you committed yourself to kodesh for. Itmar Nami, Om Rav Acha, Rabbi Chanina, Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yochanan, Lo Shadu, all of these halachot over here, in which we're viewing it as a shinui, is dafka where you are kavan b'sha'at neder, avu b'sha'at hafrasha, lo, why? Kasher nadarta, lo kasher hifrashta. So hafrasha is not the kviut. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent daf. Quite a different ambient, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. We're holding a daf with Beis Amin Aleph. Right? You're objecting?
No, that's right. We'll get up to the top.
Yes, indeed. So, we're in the middle of a segment here. Yeah. So let's review briefly what we're talking about. We were trying to work out the sheet of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon. That the Shaila was, we went to the various Musos and Rabbi Shimon, so, but the point that we're talking about over here is that according to Rabbi Shimon, something that isn't kosher to be makel acherim, in other words, it's an isravah, no? It's not going to be metame to maser. And that we got into a little bit of a tangent, that's where we're holding now. We were worried about the fact that. We're worried about the fact that if you hold that something that is shayach to be done is considered to already be done. In other words, let's say paraduma. The paraduma could be niftes. It could be niftes. You know, it was never padui. Apparently, Rabbi Shimon holds that's considered to be a shas hakesha. The clown is, he said that anything that had a shas hakesha, even though right now it's not a makal, that a shas hakesha was considered to be a makal and makabakrima. So by the Por Aduma, how does Rabbi Shimon Shita word that since it was Eimed Liftes, and the Gemara said it's also a mitzvah to be paid at, because in case you find something better, it would be a mitzvah to have a better pora. So Mamela, it's considered to be at that moment Eichlin. And that's a shas hakesha. So even afterwards, even if it wasn't in the Yom Kippur, it's going to be a makabel tuma. That was just finished. So then we went off into the question of why we don't say the same thing with Gabi Zrit. So we talked about the case, the Gemara ben Machalik, if I had done the Zrika. At the very end of the day, there wasn't Zman to do the Zrika. But Einof Inami, if there had been time to do Zrika, apparently he would have held Koloi Megnizrei Tzarevadami, and the halacha would have been that it was Mitami to Masa'echon. So that bad, and there's no real Nafkamina between the Mincha and the Yer Korban. It's not as extreme as we thought. There's a mincha. It's possible to find a mincha that doesn't have a shas kasha, such as a case where he was makadish and still been mekuber. So then there was never a zman that had a kosher. It's possible to find a korban that does have a shas kasha, a korban behemoth that does have a shas kasha. Which is that there's still shells beyond the mizrachon at that point. It was, you want to close it? Yeah. And at that point, it was already Roy LeCavalcuma. That's where we were holding this. Om Ravashi. We're holding now, still in the middle of this sugya. Ravashi reports that he gave over this sugya and that he ran into problems. It was about 11 lines down over here. So I said over in front of Rav Nachman this halacha. Now Tosfos says it can't really be that he said this over to Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman was Rava's Rebbe. And the problem is that the day that Rava died, Ravashi was born. So it's highly unlikely, unless maybe it's Rav Nachman. We don't have a record with Rav Nachman. Tosfos suggests that the correct year that he saw apparently was Rav Kahana. And there were a number of different Rav Kahanas. There was a Rav Kahana, was a Rav Kahana Bimei Ravashi. And that's who it's referring to, Tosfos says. Okay. In any event, I said over the whole sugya about this, about Rav Shimon over here, and the natkamina between something that was Roy Lizorek, not Roy Lizorek, and so on, and he said to me, "Afilu tema lon mamash, afilu tema the pig of Zrika." We wanted to be machalic yesterday, as our president had suggested so kindly, that the napkamina whether something is roy or not by pigel is if you were mafago b'shas shvita, there was never a moment that it was pigel. When you were mafago b'shas zrika and you hold kol roy lizra kizara k'damin, and there was a shas hakashim, and that was the distinction that we made. Rav Kahana told him, no, if you tema, you could say that it was mamish law, and you could say that it was nifso b'zrika. And there was, therefore, according to your version, since Rabbi Shimon holds that Kala Imed Lipes Kepodri Dami by the Torah Aduma, he would undoubtedly hold Kala Imed Lizreik Dami, Lagavi the Din of Shas Heter when it comes to the Behemoth. And that assumption is where you're messed up. The assumption is simply wrong. You cannot compare Kala Imed Lipes Kepodri Dami to Kola Aymed Lizroik Kizaruk Dami. They're not the same. You could Kola Aymed Diboy Porik, in other words, the fact that a person, if he wishes to, could be paid a Omar. That, yes, Rabbi Shimon said. And Enoch Inami Legabi, that it was a Shasa Kosher. But Diboy Habi Zorik, well, I mean, to extend that to say that when something is Mechusser, a Maisa, to turn it into Ether, that you don't say? There is a pidyon, as Rashi suggests, Yiboy Porik, the union of Bechusa Padiya, that pidyon is not really like a mice. It's like Bibur Bialma, like a pinyon, and so on. Over here, you have to do something to change its status. And Mamela, you can't call that a Shas Heter. I mean, the mice, you can make another Napkamina, which may be Nagea later, between the two, in that the problem of Bishas Rika is that I need now with the Zrika to turn it into something that has everything that needs to be done to it. Up until that point, it isn't complete. By changing pidyon vis-a-vis the thing itself, it's exactly the same. Nothing is changing whether I played it or not played it. It is what it is. Now the shayla is legabi my usage. And I see that as something that I could eat or not eat. It's like there's another problem, an external problem, you could say. You can remove that external problem by buying it out. So the chance of buying it out means that the external problem is not important. Since if you wanted to eat it, you can eat it. All you have to do is go and eat it. Basically, pays your money and you eat your food. Mashenke, to do something, to turn it into, what are you going to say? It's like food. The mail is like, it's already done. What does one have to do with the other? It isn't done, it isn't done. You might as well say, Kalorei Lashkita Kishakotami. Obviously, you're not going to say something like that. Well, that we'll see that. You may say that, actually. We might talk about that.
That's more than toward this theory.
Well, let's see. Fine. So, the Mela, if that's the case, you don't have to come up with all these distinctions that we came up with yesterday. Because the basic question was framed in a way that was a mistake. Meisei. Klal Amar Rabbi Yoshua. Kol Shaitalo Sha'at Heter Lakayanim Eino Aliva. Now here, we have a very similar issue. We talked about the question of Sha'at Heter in terms of Achila, Lagabi Kabbalah Stuna. We have a similar din, Lagabi Me'ila. If something is Roy Lakayanim, there's no longer any Me'ila on it. If it was never Roy Lakayanim, there is Me'ila on it. Now, here it says, it's Magyar, what do I mean by Sha'at Heter Lakayanim? What do I define as a Sha'as Heter L'Kayanim? And this is a reference, by the way, both to Dam and to Basa, in which it says that there's a Mi'ilan. So what is a case in which it has a Sha'as Heter L'Kayanim and it therefore you're not Chayav in Mi'ila? Shalana? What does it mean, Shalana? It was in the case of the Dam. The Dam was Lana. The Dam was Lana means I never did Zerika, correct? You're calling that a Sha'as Heter L'Kayanim? When there never was a Zerika? Shenitma, but if you're referring to Dam, then where was the Zerika? Ve'ezoi shelo, haitalo Sha'as Heter L'Kayanim? Shenishkata chutz l'zmana, v'chutzl mekema, shekiblu psulin, v'zorku ezdama. Fine, I understand that in the case with the Dam, it never had a Heter. Fine, but how do you get a case in which the Dam was Lan before Zerika? And you call that Sha'as Heter L'Kayanim? There's only one way, my friend. That's by saying that Kol HaRoy Lizrei Kizorek Dami. Even though what you're dealing with is a Maisa, something that turns the thing into what it needs to be, and it didn't happen. So you see that your distinction is simply not true. You say exactly the same thing about the Maisa of Zrika as you would say for the potentiality of Dia. In the same way, Kol HaOmed Lifteis, or Kol HaRoy Lipodeis, Iskapodeis, so through Kol HaRoy Lizrei Kizorek. Says the Gemara, there's Lachar when it says Lana, I mean, my lap Shalana Ma'am. So what are you saying over here? How could he boy Avi Zareku? So what's the point over here? Since there is the potentiality of Zrika, then that's enough. Katari Dein Bayomi. It says the perish, no Me'ila. Says the Gemara, no. This is a wrong reading. The meaning over here in Rashi learns like this. Look, what it's referring to over here is that it's Ru'uya Latzit. Ru'uya l'tameh. Don't read that Ru'uya l'min in Rashi Pearson. So therefore, he says like this. What are we referring to? Dan that was lan, b'sha'ah that it was shayach to be tameh, or b'sha'ah that it was shayach to be yotze. That's what it's referring to. So over there, in other words, there is no other psul in it. It's already after Zrika is what it's talking about. And it was there's no psul at all in it because it has now its shaykhis to the Kayanim. It wasn't possible. It wasn't. It was royally tamed. It was royally lotzik. And so in the Mela, it's not referring to a case before Zrika. You thought that it meant over here that if it was a dam that was a lan, then by definition, the meaning of lan would be that there was no nizra. No, on the contrary, the thing is, it wasn't possible, because it could have, in fact, been eaten by Kayani during that period, la'akha zrika. So then, what are you saying, says the Gemara? So if that's the case, so then suppose, really, it would have been a reference to lina itself. Let's say the dam and the basar never had been zorah. So then the halacha would have been that it would never have had a Sha'as Heter L'Kayanim. It would have been ma'alan, right? So then why do you use the language of kosha hoya lo Sha'as Heter L'Kayanim, kosha lo aysa lo Sha'as Heter L'Kayanim? Now this piece is a little bit tough according to Rashi to fit into the way he's learning. Normally you read the word Haisalo Sha'as Heter L'Kayanim simply means that at one point it had a Heter L'Kayanim which no longer exists. Because now already something happened to it. It was lying and so on and so forth. It had that Heter one time, doesn't have the Heter another time, right? Rashi says that's not what it means. No. Of course, it does this is where it does this grabs Rashi. This is impossible kind of Sha'as Heter L'Kayanim. But the Maisa, Rashi says, if you want to say that something had a Heter L'Kayanim, that's not something that exists in the past. It's something that is. Whether right now that Hetzel HaKayanim is still there or not is not the issue. But Shahaisa lo Hetzel HaKayanim, instead of Koshi Yesh lo Hetzel HaKayanim. Don't we say, look, Koshi Yesh lo Hetzel HaKayanim, it doesn't mean it has a Hetzel now. Koshi Yesh lo means this thing is Mutl HaKayanim. Something now happened to it that is not Mutl HaKayanim. That's not the point. Because the Mi'ilah is a concern with what is now. The Mi'ilah is concerned with the fact that there was a Hetzel. But Shaitalo Heter implies that there was a time in which a Heter was possible. So therefore, if the issue was the way that we read it originally, that indeed it was really Yotze, it was really Nizma, it was really Lam. And the point over there was that it was possible to have gotten a Heter, but you never got the Heter, because you never did the Zerik of Heter. Then I understand the language. Shaitalo Heter, that it had that potentiality of Heter. But according to you, it really had a Heter it's talking about. But it was already Roy Li Tamei. How is it Roy Li Tamei? Only after Zerika. It was Roy Lotzeis. How is it going to be formed? After Zerika. So then I understand that the language should be Koshi Yeshua Heter L'Kayanim. Because it had a Heter L'Kayanim. So that the language doesn't make any sense. And therefore, it should have said, Koshi Yeshua Heter V'Koshi Eimla Heter L'Kayanim Mi'Boyle is what it really should have said. As I said, Tosfos doesn't like this one bit. Because, I mean, we always use that word Koshi Haisa in the sense of that there was one time a Heter, not that it was royally, theoretically, that there should be a Heter. So Tosfos says, the Girsa is the way we have it. Uyalot says, Uyalot Tamei, Uyalot Lin, not like Rashi saying there wasn't any other two and so on and so forth. The point of a year, according to Tosfos, is that all of the Ru'uyas mean no psul has happened yet because it's Eimed Lizrek. And when it's Eimed Lizrek, as long as it's Eimed Lizrek, we say it's Kizorub Don. The point is that at the end, when something happens to it, whether it's either a psulima or yotze or tuma, at that point, there is no longer any me'ila on it. Now, in other words, the issue, according to Tosfos, is the question of whether the bishas, the hanoah that I'm making of Hegdish, did it need to be a heter l'kayanim at that point? And this we'll see in a moment what is raised from the sugya, and as we go on, there's totally different ways of learning the Gemara that follows. Let's take a look. El Amar Ravashi. Therefore, says Ravashi, once again, there was a wrong assumption. And the question was framed as if there's some relationship between Kol HaRoi L'Zrika L'Gabi Tumas Eichli and Kol HaRoi L'Zrika L'Gabi Shas Heter L'Kayanim. That was the basis of the question. That whole thing, the whole assumption was completely wrong. Me'ila, Tumah, Karamisa, what are you asking? You're asking from the case of Me'ila onto a case of Tumah? There's no connection between the two. Me'ila, Mishum Kedusha, V'lav Kedusha. What is the central question of Me'ila? Whether or not you have now Kedusha on it. Once it's Royal HaKayanim, there's no Kedusha. Fine. So therefore, let's do the way Rashi learns. And again, it's very tofu. Since the moment that it was royally zore, it's now on a lower level of Kedusha because it has in it the potentiality at this moment of Heter L'Kayanim, that itself loses its Kedusha. Now, what are you going to say? That what it goes back on. Once it's off, it's off. In other words, I don't care about the status right now. You're not going to restore it. The boss of the Pakala Kedusha said, in my heart, how's it going to get back on? So it's significant that there was an opportunity for the going to have it. Mashenki, when you're talking about Erklin, Tuma, is Mishum Uchla Balav Uchla. The question over here is it or is it not edible? That's the one issue. Now here the Girsa seems to be very, very messed up according to Rashi. And what it should say, suggests the Bach, is Kol Eicha de lo mash v'le uchla einam atamitu mesheslin. The question of whether something is an Eichel is a reality. So either you can eat it or you can't eat it. If you haven't turned it into an Eichel yet, then it's not an Eichel. And since, what are you going to say? You could have turned it into an Eichlin. That's not the same thing as Eichlin. A level of Kedusha is indeed defined by the extent to which such a thing is removed from your ability to use it and affect it and so on. So over there, the fact that if I wished, I could use it by doing Zrika, I have the coin. I could do the Zrika, now I could take it. So that's enough to remove the level of Kedusha from it. Now, Shankar, it comes to Eichlin. Eichlin is a question of reality. The reality doesn't change by what could have been. Reality changes by what is. Now, the loose piece over here, according to Rashi, is this business of having once removed it, how does it go back on? Why are we throwing that in? Nothing to do with having once removed it. It's just, I understand. I mean, you don't need to explain to me. Once I understand that the Kedusha was affected, you don't need to go into a drusha now that I should now deal with. And why do we say it doesn't go? I didn't raise that question. Someone will raise it, I'll explain it. So Tosfos doesn't like this piece either in Rashi. What is this now coming to address? Therefore, this says, the whole issue over here is that having once removed Kedusha is wrong. That's the shot. It's off. It's gone. And therefore, the point over here is that since there was no Ksul, the Eimeg Lizard is Kizaru Kedami. We are saying it's Kizaru Kedami. And Kizaru Kedami means that even though at the end it was never done, and even though at the end there is a Psul, whether that Psul is Lina, Psul is Lina, Yaitse or Tuma, it doesn't make any Natsumina. Once it's off, it's off. That's the point. So when we say over here, Shalama, Shanitma, and so on, what we're saying is, even if it's really right now not usable, it's Mama Shalana and so on. That's a Kiddush. But Kosher came before that, because we're having the whole Kiddush is that having had it once removed, the fact that it's possible doesn't mean it doesn't have a Shas Kosher Lekarni. Mashen came when it comes to the case of the Yerushalayim, of course. That's not true. It has to be Roy Lafila. It isn't Roy Lafila. How are you going to have a Tumas, a Kalat, something that's a Roy Lafila? There's no comparison between the cases. Therefore, this place, that's why the Gemara could use this lashon. It should say that had the shots had to look kayami, because the whole point is that we say that it actually was edible kayami. That's the way I'm learning. The way Rashi is learning, but never were you not saying calling it Israel Kizar Dami. So where was the shots had to look kayami? So, Meisvei, Hamevi Yashem Tolu, Vinoda Shelo Chata. Suppose somebody brings an Hashem Toli. The Hashem Toli is being brought on the suffix. Maybe he ate a piece of chaylev. Maybe this piece wasn't a piece of chaylev. After all, it was a piece of shuman. And indeed, he finds out after he brings the Hashem to the Beis HaMikdash that there never was a chaylev. Somebody identifies the piece that's left and says, no, this piece is a chaylev. You ate the shuman. There's no problem. So now it depends. Imachilo nishkat nudalo. The guy finds out before he even does the shmita. Says Rabbi Meir, yet say the yera eved. Tiber Rabbi Meir. If the whole thing is his cooling, it was a mistake. I brought a carbon, it was no such carbon. The whole thing now is cooling, and I take it back into my flock, and I don't have to worry about it at all. V'chachomim omrim. V'chachomim say no. Yerayach yistael. The din over here is Lamaisa, this person, had been Magdish, this behema, Beleib Shalem. Because Hashem is concerned with the possibility of his guilt.
He did it on Suffolk. He did it because of Suffolk.
No, that doesn't matter that he did it because of Suffolk. That's in the Rebellious story, which we'll see in a moment. This is because he did it because of Suffolk is the child. What can you do? I have a Suffolk, so I have no choice.
It's
I have
not, not make a calculus.
No.
Okay.
No. I'll tell you what you're saying and what the Nakuda is. What you're saying is the point of this carbon is the fee of Mitzada Sofik.
Right. That's right.
And since the fee of is Mitzada Sofik, I did it. So I did what I was supposed to do.
There's nowhere to tell us.
Correct. But that's not the problem. Right. Because, at least according to this Mandioma, although there was, see, there is a sheet that it holds us. Because the point is that when I magdish it, I magdish it recognizing that there's always the opportunity I can get out of this. Because all I need is to find out. So if I find out, the fine. So then obviously I'm like, well, I'm not that I should end up some losing money. I'm always hoping I'll find someone. Mm-hmm. The svar of the Rabbanan argues, Rabbi Meir, is that the person doesn't think about that. Mm-hmm. because he's more worried about the potential of his guilt and his desire to take care of it. He says, you know what, whatever, the heck with it, let me just get rid of this possibility, and I give it to the Shammai. So he gives it to the Shammai, and they have tsunami. It can't really be an Ashram Toli. That, for sure, we don't say. But we don't say that the Ashram Toli is a chiyah for having gotten into that kind of mess. All right, so to that I wouldn't say. But Lamaita, what I could say is that a person could be Gemer Daitai, and once he's Gemer Daitai, Hekish is Chal on it. Now, what do I do with it? Because there's no such carbon. I know now that he wasn't a Chayim. So, okay, I'll wait till it gets a moon. And I'll use the money like every other Meiser. It's Meisers. It'll go to Kais HaMizbeach, and we'll bring a Neilah with it. Rebbe Eliezer on that. Rebbe Eliezer says, nah, what's the problem? This is Richie's favorite Gemara. Yakrit, you should bring it. Shimei no Balchet Zeri, no Balchet Achel. There's always something you get to bring. There's always something you did wrong. Now, of course, this isn't Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Rebbe Eliezer holds that you're allowed to be misnadev and Hashem Tolik.
Every day.
There's always something. So just in case, I'll bring it Hashem Tolik. So if that's the case, so then how can I mean? It's coming for a Sufik. There's always a Sufik. Let it come for the Sufik.
Why isn't a Dava or a Shami?
What's that?
Why not an Dava or a Shami? Why not?
I mean, why wouldn't the person who's guilty bring a shlamim?
No. Okay.
You're going back to the previous?
No. He said, bring it because maybe he was in another chet.
Yeah. So what good is the shlamim going to do him?
Stop
a perfect shlamim is very nice for good relationships. When a guy's worried about sinning, he wants something that's going to address
sin. There's no sin. So,
no sin?
This cover already moved out. So this cover only has a bit of a head there. It was moved out. The reason why he has to bring it because it was Mugdash.
Well, Rebbe Eliezer's story is that a person is able to be Magdish on sin even if it doesn't fit the rules of Hashem Tolik. There has to be Dafka Suffolk on Shtei Chatiches, and so on and so forth. He owns any Suffolk of Chet, he could bring an Hashem Tolik. Everybody's got something he's worried about somewhere.
We don't have to say what? No,
he has a completely different din of Hashem Tolik. Now, so this is if it's before Shechita. Mishnishcha. Once you did the Shechita, and then you find out that you never did the Avera, then later on. So then Adam Yishafek, Rabasar Yisaret. So then you throw out the Dam. What are you gonna do with it now? And the Basar, of course, is a Tchulun Basarim. So it's useless. Nizrak Adam, but once you resurrect the Dam, the Basar can be eaten. Rabbi Yossi says, even if it wasn't Zarek already. Suppose you find out after Shvit, before you do the Zrika Saddam. Doesn't matter. I feel it down because everything is fine. Yizarei, Vabasar Yafel, it's all kosher. Omer Rava and Rava explained, why does Rabbi Yossi say this? Because Rabbi Yossi is going, Beshitas Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, Oskalayim, and Lizrak is Zarek Dami. So, you see that Kalayim et Lizrek is Zorak Dami. Not like Ravash. Ravash was saying you would never say according to Rav Shimon Kalayim et Lizrek is Zorak Dami to make something into an earthling. And here it says Beferish. Abasar Yachel. Kalayim et Lizrek is Zorak Dami. I'll leave it to Rav Shimon. Do you see that Ravashi made a mistake in understanding Rav Shimon? Nah, God, come on, Midi Hutaima. Well, you think we have to accept Rava's explanation, Rav Yossi? B'ma'arava. They have a completely different approach to what Rav Yossi's far is. The Maya Hainu time Rav Yossi, the Kasava Klishar is Bekachin is Absun Lakatfilo Vikarev. It has nothing to do with Koloim and Bizrek Azorakam. It's a completely separate issue. If something that is possible is put into a Klishar, so we saw before we had a whole Shaila Lagabi, the Mizbeach, which things, the Mizbeach is Bekadish, and we said before, that also we learn out other clay sharis on the Mizbeach. And we had a diak in the pasuk to tell us that the clay sharis indeed could be Makadesh, but only pasuk. It's not going to make it like the Mizbeach. We'll say once it's there already, let's go ahead and do what we have to do with it. The Mizbeach is different. It's already burning on the Mizbeach. It was not so lachmai shal Mizbeach. We didn't find the concept of not so lachmai shal Nizrak, so to speak, in order to do this Zrikas Adam. But Rabbi Yossi's far, according to Yerushalmi,
is that indeed a klisharis is makadosh even lechatchila to do what you were going to do. So the Adam is the Mizrak, so go ahead now and do the Zrikas Adam. That's the point that Rabbi Yossi was making. In which case, it has nothing to do with Kolohim and the Zrikas Adam. It's the Pshat, if you have kosher Adam, do what you normally do. You do the Zrika, and you do the Chila of the Basra after you do the Zrika. But not because it was immediately Zorik, but because it was Zoruk. Okay, so this is no question in a Rav Ashi. Amalei Rav Ashi of Kahana, and again, here it's Rav Kahana that fits the thesis before. So this word Mida Amar doesn't make too much sense over here. The Shita takes it out. The Rebbe Shimon, if Lemaisa, you would say what we just said. In other words, you said according to Rava that the real reason of Rav Yosef was because of Rebbe Shimon, and that Kolayim Edlizrei Kazara Dama is indeed the basis of it. So let me assume that for a moment, okay? What were you thinking? If you hold Kolayim Edlizrei Kazara Dama, then you should also hold that Kolayim Edlizrei Kazara Dama. Mm-hmm. I mean, same thing. This is B'yadcha, so then okay, so it's as if it's not here. So if that's the case, so then let's go back to the original argument. You're saying that Neser, or the Paraduma, is B'tamik and Mesechel. Even though it's not right now, but it had a Shas Heter. Well, the Shas Heter, it could have been at that time kosher, because it could have been Poteh. And I said, why don't you go all the way and say, you talk about what could have been, and you said over there, it's even better what should have been. So tell me what should have been with the parah. As far as I know, last we heard, if you don't find another paraduma, you burn the paraduma. And if that's the case, what's the nicer? You burn the nicer. So if that's the case, the nicer and the parah are basically after the almaninu. If you're saying, let's take a look at the ultimate status of the thing to define its halacha. So why not go all the way? The ultimate status of the thing is not kalayim edlisrek kazartam or kalayim edlisrek kipaditam. The ultimate status is that kalayim edlisrek is kapitam. So offer isn't Roy that be Makabal Tuma. So what was the logic of the Shitas Chachani? The Chala doesn't apply. But you're saying it does apply. And with Yossi's Rabbi Shimon. So it seems to me it's a built-in contradiction. If the ultimate status of the thing is what defines the way it is now, so Legabi Kabbalah's Tuma, why is the ultimate status Bosa? The ultimate status is offer. Because that's the mitzvah that is actually calling it right now. Omar Lay, he said to him, well, the thinking that we had was Eirachinami. It really is offer, but as we know, there's a din of Chibas HaKedesh, in which we learned out from Vihabasar, that even things that are not normally looked at as edibles, are nonetheless contain in them the Chavivus of Kedusha, the Chashivus of Kedusha, which makes them valuable enough to be Makabal Tuma, as if they're Eichel. So that's what we were thinking. Amalei Ravina L'Raj, Ravina said to Rashi, you know, that kind of logic, I mean, you get into a little bit of trouble. Because let's say that you hold that Chibas HaKedesh allows the 18 or over here, what would ultimately be offered, the Alma, to be included in the Pasuk of Vehabasar. So what's the Vehabasar? That the Basar becomes Tuma. In other words, there's a psul called Tuma. I'm willing to accept there's a psul called Tuma. Because the psul called Tuma is a theory. It doesn't necessarily mean that it is Tuma. I'm not taking something which is not Shayach to Kabbalah's Tuma. I'm saying this is Tuma. There is a concept called psul because of Tuma. So for instance, if you have something, you have a shlishi, Lagabe Truma, or Rabbi, Lagabe Kedesh. So over here you have something which itself is possible because of an idea of Betuma, but it isn't Tame, because Tame by definition means that it can communicate that state first. That's what Tuma means. So something is only possible because of Tuma, you can't call it Tame. It's possible because of Tuma. Now, Bahabasar could say the same thing. Itzim or Afra Bialma is possible because of Tuma. But excuse me, that's not what you said. But you said before, so you want to insert this into the lashon that we were trying to make it make sense with, it says it's metamik to mesechel. Metamik to mesechel means it's tamik. But if something else touches it, it's going to become tamik. And now you're trying to insert that svara of chibas hakedesh into metamik to mesechel. Now hold on a second. If you do that, then what you're going to have to make is a real leap and say that when the Kibbutz HaKedesh is marked or something and it's been Makabal Tuma, it actually turns it into food stuff. And now we'll say that it's really Matame. We'll start counting Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, just as if it was real food. Now, that was an issue that we had never determined. You'll notice that if you're going to tell me on the Levi Mila Rashi, the Yidim Ha'anyel HaKibbutz HaKedesh Yipsuli Digruth, I understand that you're willing to take a psul tuma that it itself is tummy. Likuye tummy. You're going to call it tummy in terms of its own psul. Okay? But now you're saying that it's going to be called tummy nami lamina de rishon rishani. You're saying it's called tumas eichod. In other words, something else touches it, so that thing will become tummy if it's actually the kabbal tuma. If that's the case, tipshut the bai resh lakish. This was a famous standing question that Rish Lakish had always asked, the din of Saricho Minachot. Monim bo Rishon v'sheni, monim bo Rishon v'sheni. Something that was now dry. It wasn't royal a Kabbal Tuma. But Chibas HaKedesh is going to make it be a Kabbal Tuma. I want to know, says Rish Lakish, is it food? Will I be able to use it to communicate to me to something else or not? I don't understand. You're saying, with your explanation of Rabbi Shimon, that's a given. Sure. Once you're going to say Chibas HaKedesh, even if it's on nothing, even if it's on a piece of wood, you're going to still say that it's going to be Metame to Masechem, literally, Rishon, Sheni, and so on. How come Rish Lakish wasn't smart enough to figure that out? I'm mixing up two completely different issues. He coming by Rish Lakish, the Arisa. His question was, the din over here of Chibas HaKedesh, Vahabasa, that's a possible. So we said, Vahabasa is the Rabbis, Eitim, Levena, all of these things are going to be Makabal Tuma, even though they're not Roy for Kabbalah Satuma. He asked Rish Lakish, is that a din d'oraisa of Tuma? Or is it a din d'oraisa of a psul which comes in the family of Tuma, such as something that was nipsal from Tuma? But it's not that it's real Tuma that can give over to Tuma. That standing question, I don't know the answer to that. Rish Lakish doesn't know the answer to that. And by suggestion, Rabbi Shimon never addressed that. We're talking about over here the Tani Tuma Seichlin, Minarabona. Nobody ever said that the cases of Tumas Ochlin before was for Sreitha. Maybe it was for Tliya. When you have Kadesh that is Possum in Rabbanon, or Tomei in Rabbanon, we don't burn it. So it's totally, we know it's not eaten, but it's not burnt. Now that's a burnt Kadesh that's really kosher in Yeraisa. That's all we were talking about. How can you be so certain that the meaning of all of the discussions we had before, whether it was Lekabe Kolay Milizrei Kazarek, or whether Rabbi Shimon was talking about the Paraduma being that, how do you know that that was in terms of the Arise of Sreifa? Maybe in a finale. It was a din in Tliya alone. Ziki Kamranan, drop on him.
The
Heilige Mishnah. Yeah, that's true, but then the Sefer Joshua is going to have to use the time to practice again.
So, we're defining the Pasul as not being Tame itself. I thought the Pasul is Tame, but it just can't happen. It's not Mitame. Tame without Mitame. You're saying the definition is that that's not so. That if it's a Pasul, it's not Tame at all. Does that mean you can be Pasul Truma Lachachila? Because it's not really Tame? The Kohen can still eat it if it's not Tame. Is that correct or incorrect?
No. Kohen can eat it if it's tummy, if it's pasul.
Why not? If it's not tummy, if you say finally it's not tummy, why can't he eat it if it's pasul?
There's a family of psulim caused by tuma,
right,
which includes the psul of something that touched tuma,
which we call pasul.
Which we call pasul. That's for sure that's usur. Can we call it tummy?
Even though we don't call it tummy.
Right.
Even though we don't call it tame, you say it's in the family of...
Because it was nipsal al yidei tuma, and that the Torah says, the bozer sheyigah, doesn't say it has to be, that doesn't say a bozer ha-tame also. So the bozer sheyigah before tame, that's in fact, that's the raya that there's such a thing as a shlishin rabbi. Something which can touch something that's tame, we bring a raya that sheni is called tame, so clearly, bozer that touches something which is tame, even though it itself isn't tame, is still false.
I mean, shamer l'cha and tuma would apply that also.
And apply that too. Okay. That it should be continued to be roy for the Kohen to eat it, is the dinner of Mishmeres. Yeah, let's try that again. Ha'imer harei alai b'marchavat, ha'evi b'marchesh. So somebody defines the neder of the mincha that he's bringing as a minchas marchavas. And he goes around and he brings it in a marchesh. So a marchesh Veiviva Makamas. Masha Veivi, our assumption is that the person is simply bringing a korban. It doesn't necessarily mean he's bringing this korban for the neder that he made, but just because he made a neder means this is the korban for his neder, and now he's handling the minchas makavas wrongly, and he put in a makavas, it's a different mincha. And this is a nedava, and of course he'll still have to be yotzei his neder. Yidekavato lo yatsa. I suppose he takes, however, the actual mincha in his hand, and he says, this, not a neder, this, he makes a nedava, lavi b'bachavat. And he goes out and brings it to Makash, or he says, I'm going to bring this to Makash, it's Veivi Makavas. Then, Hareza Psula. So then, he was already Keveyah in a Klit. You can't change and do a completely different Aveda. That's like taking an Ayla and treating it like a Chata. I mean, that's a different Karma. So then it would be possible. How about in a case where Ha'imah Hareya might Shnei Esronot? Becoming dangerously low in power here. Emergency power supply. Emergency power supply. There we go. So now the question is, how about if a person said, I'm going to bring Shnei Esronot, and you can bring a mincha up to 60 Esronot, you can bring a mincha, single mincha, in one kli. But he says, I'm going to bring two, I'm going to bring it in one kli. Now when he says, I'm going to bring it in one kli, that means that it has a din of a single mincha, and it requires one kmitza. The kmitza is not prorated. If I have Shishim Esronot, I'm only going to do one kmitza in the Shishim Esronot. So he said, I'll bring the one kli. Instead, he goes and he brings in a shnei kelim. He brings in a shnei kelim and he has the kmitzah from each kli. But the problem is, it's basically the kmitzahs, because there's only a chiyav of one kmitzah on this thing. That's how he was conveyed the kedusha. Or vice versa. He said, I'm going to bring shnei esrenis from two kelim. So I'm going to bring separate kmitzahs from each. He puts it in one kli. Now he only has one kmitzah. So, mash evi. This we understand must be a different carbon. I mean, the carbon is bring now another nedava and so on. But yedecho v'to lo yatsa. If he's kaveh is on the actual body of the mincha, and he says elu b'kliyachat ve'vi b'shnei kelim, or b'shnei kelim ve'vi b'kliyachat. So then they're possible. This is what I see. Harei alai shnei esronim lahavi b'kliyachat ve'vi b'shnei kelim. How about the case where he said, I'm going to bring it to Kliyachon, he brings it in two kelim, and as he presents it, they say, wait a minute, the Kliyachon, didn't you say you were going to bring it in one kli? He keeps it in the Shnei kelim. So then it's possible, because then we know that even though it was only kavua in terms of his neder, but since we were matkir his neder, and he didn't say, okay, so let this be a different korban, so he is bringing this as his neder. Then we can't jump to the conclusion that we said earlier, that if he does something against his neder, that he certainly means that there should be something else. Well, the year is done a no good neder. He thinks that he can arbitrarily change it. It's more convenient for him to bring the kliyachot. So bring it to kliyachot or vice versa. Then it'll be possible. The kliyachot, if he says, I'm sorry, puts it back in the kliyachot, goes in his kosher. I realize shnei esronim ma'avi b'shnei kelim ve'vi b'kliyachot. Amrulo, hey, b'shnei kelim nadarta. So if the kriva b'shnei kelim, then it's kshayim. Not no the kliyachot. What's the din then? Then the din is we treat it k'shtei menachot shnitarvu. Like any two menachot shnitarvu. So any shtei menachot shnitarvu, if the din was that if you're able to isolate the different menachos and take a kmitz from each, then it's kosher. If they're mu'urabot, then you got a problem. So then, okay, this is not going to be any different than that, because shnei esrenim, b'shnei kelim, are two menachos. Put it into kliyachot, it's equivalent. The same menachos is arvus. It's not that it's irredeemable. It depends on the case. V'tzricha. And the truth is, we need the different cases that are brought in the Mishnah. Let's say we would have said the first case alone. Actually, in Hakka Maisa, in which he had said Machabat and it did Machashin, or vice versa. So I would say, okay, Mishum the Omer b'machavas, Kamaisi b'marcheshas, since Lamaisa he changed what he was going to do, he's not going to be Yotzi Yudei Nidra. Avalocha, v'idividi b'machavas, v'idividi b'marcheshas, emi Yadei Nidra n'ami Yotzi. In the case, however, where he was talking about he brought exactly not Kamina, if it's in one Kliya, if it's two Kliya, I would have thought that maybe since he brought a Makavaz, as he said, or he brought a Bacheshes, as he said, it doesn't really matter all that much whether he puts it into one Kliya or not, because the Mincha isn't defined by how many Kalim. Mincha Makavaz is defined by the type of Kliya. But there's no such as mincha, a quality of mincha that is a different set of menachos shnei esrim, shalosh esrim. A mincha is a mincha. So finally, he changes his mind. He wants to bring it like that. Who's to say that you're kviya et bedafkin shnei kelim? The kviya of makash to machavas, that's in the Torah. The kviya of kelim, maybe not. So maybe he judges neder too. V'yashminon ha'ach. On the other hand, let's say he would have told me the second case in which he puts it into the wrong number of kelim, one out of instead of two, or two instead of one. So over there, I would say we should be kapolik way. Over there, what he's doing is he's being mechalik the mincha. Memela, he runs into the technical problems of what are you going to do with the mincha? As I'm saying that there's nothing to do about that. Mashenka and Hassan, the low kapolik way. There's not really a problem if he's not putting it into a different number of kelim. And it's also valid mincha, this type of mincha, that type of mincha. So over there, maybe it would also be perfectly okay for his neder. Therefore, tzricha. Tana Rabbana, Masha Vi Avivi Yedeni Dro Lo Yatsa, which is like the sheet of our Mishnah. But the Brisa adds the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Yedeni Dro Nami Yatsa. Rabbi Shimon argues on our Mishnah. He holds there's no such thing as being koveya in advance, a kli. You can't say, you say, you have a chi of mincha. That's all. You can't define, it's not a different carbon. So you define the mincha, it's all very nice, you have an intent to do this or to do that. But that's not kaveya it, that's just a statement of intent. We've seen very clearly that not kamina is these kind of things regarding it. If something is kavua to be together, say the kipsiyatzer is supposed to be kuim to come together now with the shtayaleha. If they do, then they are kavua. If they're not, then they're not. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean, again, it's machlokas, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's kavua, that it has to be that way. If I put it in already, bring it together, then it is that way. So your Rabbi Shimon's general shita is that kviyusa demona la klumi. The type of kli that you use is not central to the concept of the mincha. Therefore, you can't be kavua.
Like it is they don't have a mirror image of a tzvachim with this. I think Kli was important. It's Lovishma.
Well, we talked about that. Chita Shara Hanoider. Lahavi Memachavas, Evi Memachashis, Masav Mochichan Alav.
Right, we have that as sort of tzvachim, but this is with the Kli, whether the measurements.
You're saying is a Minchas Machavas the same thing as the difference between a Chatas and a Noila?
For example.
Yeah, no, see, that's right. That he's saying that there's no such thing.
What about the Shemitzis? If he doesn't care if he's...
Well, there's nothing. It's only when it was brought in the Kli that the Kli is Kaveya. Once it's in the Kli for the Kmitzah. But your words aren't going to be said.
Doesn't mean anything.
That's
bring
right.
You have to do two Kmitzahs. He says, right. Go ahead and do two Kmitzahs.
Okay.
No problem.
He argues in the whole Mishnah. Okay. So, Zula Havi B'machavas. Wait a second. Vatanya, in the Brice it says refers lo kichum kli shoris. It says that the kli shoris was not mekadosh them at all. The kli shoris was not mekadosh them because he's not bringing it the way that he said he was going to bring it. So then, what's the problem? Let him take it out of the kli shoris now, and then and just start over again. Why exactly is there a problem of the carbon being possible, the mincha being possible because it's in the wrong kli. Amrabaya lo kichum li kore, fava kichum li pasel. We saw this many times, that a kli can definitely bring kedusha on something, even though it can't bring the kedusha on it, that it should be kosher. But it could certainly make it kodesh haguf, that it becomes possible. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, it's possible. Now, there's another issue over here. Even we who argue with Rabbi Shimon, and we hold, you can define the mincha. You can't do that just any old way. You can't, let's say you make a neder, I'm going to bring a mincha. That's So you weren't defining anything. I'm chayav a mincha. Now you come along, you pick up the grains that you're going to bring, and you say, looks like it ought to go in a machabat to me. That'd be nice. Let's make it a minchas machabat. Who cares what you said? The only thing that's koveya, even according to the Tanakhama, is the neder itself can be koveya. That we learn from the pasuk. But you can't just stam by your desire be koveya kiddusha. B'shas afroshamo, the Torah says, kasher nadarta. That's the only reason that we have a right to assume that there is such a thing as a kviyas kli. So it's kasher nadarta. But it never says anything there about kasher yifrashta. Below kasher yifrashta. It banami amar rabacha bachanina amar rabati amar rabi ofanam lo shana lo shikab'an b'shats neder. The Torah takes your neder seriously and says that you should bring it kamoshan adarta. So what that means is that the neder is actually payel in the din of the kedusha. It's not stam telling you, be mekayim your neder. I need to be mekayim your neder. If you made a neder, I am chayav to bring a mincha while I'm wearing a clown's outfit. So that has nothing to do with the nidrei hekdesh. That's the stam nedarim. You made a neder to wear a clown's outfit. But if we're telling you here in the din of nidrei hekdesh that the neder could be kaveh kedusha, it means that now the Torah is saying that if you don't have that which you were kaveh as the kedusha, then enochinami is possible. The only reason Rish is saying it's kosher is because we assume he's bringing this as another carbon. How does that carbon? But as the Mishnah says, the fairish, if we remind the guy, hey, didn't you say this? And he goes in and he brings this and he says, well, I've decided to do it this way. It'll be possible. It's not only the last case that'll be possible. If the guy would have said the same thing about the machabat, the machash, it would have been possible. Correct? So where did that come from? So it comes from kasher nadarta. It's a finish in the Torah. The Torah is saying, forget about whether you're mekayim the neder. That's a different issue. That's a general question of being mekayim nadarim. But the question is, did you bring a carbon? This is not the carbon. It's a puzzle carbon. You were koveya one carbon, and you brought a different din of carbon. A makabas brought it a makabas. It's not a kosher carbon. So okay, so it's not a makabas. Who says it's a makabas? Well, so because I said I'm going to bring a makabas, so I didn't bring a makabas. So what's the big deal? Who says it's a makabas? Look at it. Does it look like a makabas to you? No. So why shouldn't it be kosher? Comes along the Torah to say, you said it's a makabas. But who gave me the right to say it's a makabas? Kamoshin Adarza. But Enochinami, if I made up my mind at some point, and I said, it's meant to be a makabas. No, you say it's meant to be a makabas. Well, it's not in a makabas. It's not a makabas. It's a makabas. Rabbi Shimon holds a bichlal. There's no such concept. But this is a din of kamoshin adarta. It's a din in a dorm. It's not a din in kachim. So you said. Look at it. He said he's going to bring in a makabas. Does that look like a makabas to you? No. So it's a makabas. No. So it's clear that it's not what he said it is. So why is what he said important?
And hopefully Josh just differentiates in the
order. Yeah, that we discussed earlier. It banami om rabaka bachanina om rabasi om rabbi yarchanan lo shana la shikavan bishas neder. Even according to the Tanakhama, who holds that there's a din of kviyus to the mana, both in terms of what type of mana, and also how much you're going to put in each mana, is based on the posik of kasher nadarta. Therefore, it's dafka if you're kviyat bishas neder. There's no din of your being able to arbitrarily define a carbon. Kasher nadarta, the lo kasher hifrashta. Your hafrasha is meaningless. Only your neder is meaningful.